side of Medler Field at Lebrano Park, but some shadows now creasing home plate as well. Our umpires tonight, Cody Kogan behind the plate, Corey Suhau working at first base, and Keith Lepianka at third base tonight. And there is still room for you here. Remember, kids take over the ballpark tonight with Kids Run the Bases postgame, thanks to Mount Nittany Health. But not only that, it is a Wine Wednesday till 7:30, half-price wine from Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. And it's a Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy Happy Hour. Half price on Liney's until 7:30 as well, wherever they're sold. Here at the ballpark tomorrow night, we complete this homestand final game of the first half of the MLB Draft League home schedule. And it'll be a thirsty Thursday at the ballpark. Ag night as well, and we're so pleased to be welcoming Ag Ventures to the ballpark, as well as Goats on the Concourse. And we'll talk more about that as this game goes on. Let's join our public address announcer, Rodney Martin.
Hats. Tonight we honor our great nation with the singing of our national anthem being performed tonight by Keep the Change.
The dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land.
The folks at the Keep the Change Barbershop Quartet with tonight's national anthem. The State College Spikes and the Mahoning Valley Scrappers set to tangle here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. And we'll be back with the America's Carpet Outlet opening pitch on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
What drew me to medicine was the interaction with patients and making them feel better. I received a card from a patient. The patient stated that I was an example of what she always wanted in a doctor, of someone who was caring, who took the time to understand her needs. Reading that moved me, and it reminded me exactly why I wanted to go into medicine in the first place.
Podiatrist Christina Rowe Bauer sums up the esprit de corps at Penn State Sports Medicine.
What drew me to Penn State was that all of the physicians that I work with are truly amazing human beings. They care about their patients. I wanted to be a part of that. We're always doing new and inventive ways of looking at medicine, and that's something that really draws me. Being a part of Penn State and being a part of that was amazing.
Penn State Sports Medicine is proud to welcome Dr. Christina Rowe Bauer to our State College practice site. Dr. Rowe Bauer is welcoming new patients of any age for podiatry services. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Brendan Knoll making his seventh appearance, his fifth start of the season for the Spikes, a product of Minnesota State in Mankato. He has no record, a 2.37 ERA this season in 19 innings of work. He has allowed 14 hits, 6 runs, 5 of them earned, 15 strikeouts to 8 walks, 1 hit batsman, a 197 opponent's batting average. Knoll coming off of one of his best efforts of the season, 4 innings of work. He allowed 1 run to Williamsport 5 nights ago. He yielded 2 hits, 3 walks, but struck out 2. His season high for strikeouts, 4, accomplished twice back on June 12th at Williamsport and on July 1st against West Virginia. Spikes looking to get four or five innings from him tonight. State College has put up three separate five-inning outings this season, two of them within the last four games. And here's Zach Storbakken to lead it off for Mahoning Valley. Storbakken is batting .215, but with a .311 on-base percentage, a double, a triple, a home run, eight runs knocked in 18 games. Knoll into the windup, and our first pitch tonight, tap foul behind the plate at 6:35 on the dot. The America's Carpet Outlet first pitch at 6:35, brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, located on North Atherton Street for over 25 years, your locally owned flooring provider. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. 0-1 to Storbakken, breaking ball down. One ball and one strike. Once again, the umpires, Cody Kogan behind the plate. Corey Suhau at first. Keith Lepianka at third. Shadows now creeping across the plate. And the 1-1 grounded onto Keyshawn Ogans at short. Scoops it up, fires to first in time. Quickly, one out as we are officially underway. And 87 degrees at game time. I checked that. Actually dropped down 83 according to our official thermometer. And here is Alex Ulloa. Ulloa batting .295, a .326 on base percentage, a double, two RBIs. That thermometer may have passed into the shadows as well. First pitch to Ulloa is breaking ball low. 1-0 the count. Colin Adams behind the plate, the LIU product. Here is the windup and the 1-0 pitch. Fastball tip foul at home. 90 miles an hour and a 1-1 the count. Actually tipped by the glove of Adams after the swing and miss by Ulloa in his second season in the MLB Draft League after spending a portion of 2021 with the Frederick Keys. Deep breath by Knoll, the right-hander, gets the sign. Here's the 1-1. That's tapped down the third baseline, but bouncing foul and scooped up foul by Knoll before it could cross back over. It is a 1-2 count. Will Simpson is at first base. Jake DeFries at second to start the game for the Spikes. Keyshawn Ogans at short. And Kevin Karstetter at third. Karstetter going to the rising bag and having a brief word with Knoll. Outfield for the Spikes to start. Jordan Williams in left. Lyndon Weaver in center. And Luke Seidel in right. Spikes have turned 26 double plays on the ground in this first half of the MLB Draft League season. 29 in total. Second most in the league. The 1-2. That swung on and missed. Strike three. Spikes are third in the league in strikeouts, 309th of the season. That's the first tonight for Brendan Knoll. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health's team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit mountnittany.org for more information. And remember, coming up Saturday, July the 30th, Paint the Park Pink Night returns back and better than ever. Spikes will be wearing special pink and black jerseys that night, and they'll go up for bids in a jersey out the back auction. First pitch to Brian Calmer, grounded on to second, taken in by Jake DeFries. His throw to first in time, and the inning is over. Scrappers go down in order in the first. Spikes will see Frank Ellisold for the first time tonight, Jordan Williams, Lyndon Weaver, Kevin Karstetter to start it off when we return on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
Let's take
College Spikes are back home Wednesday night when kids run the show. Game time is 6:35 against Mahoning Valley, and kids take over the ballpark in a variety of roles throughout the night. Plus, it's a Kids Run the Bases Home Run Edition presented by Mount Nittany Health. And for the big kids, it's Wine Wednesday presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars with a Line and Kugel Summer Shandy Happy Hour. Both half price from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Frank Ellisall making the start for the Scrappers tonight. His sixth start of the season, ninth overall appearance in the MLB Draft League. The right-hander 0-1 with a 2.91 earned run average. In 21 and two-thirds innings, he has allowed 11 runs, 7 of them earned, 15 hits against him. A 23-7 strikeout-to-walk ratio, 3 hit batsmen in there as well, but an opponent's batting average of just 181. Ellisall out of Miami, Florida. Product of Florida Southwestern, headed to Nova Southeastern. And he will face Jordan Williams to start off. The bottom of the first, spikes up to the plate for the first time. Jordan Williams making his 63rd plate appearance of this MLB Draft League season. He holds a .255 batting average, a .371 on-base percentage, 1 double, 3 runs knocked in. He's 8-for-10 in steal attempts as well. Last night, Jordan 1-for-3 at the plate. He is a left-handed hitter. Ellisall bends, peers over the mitt at catcher Cooper Ford while Williams goes into his crouch at the plate, now rises, and the first pitch to him is a called strike on the outer edge, 90 on the fastball, 0-1 the count. Starting defense from Mahoning Valley, Reed Chumley at first, Jalen Jones at second, Alex Ulloa is at short, Zach Storbakken at third. The pitch, that's outside for a ball, 1-1. Outfield for the Scrappers, Dominic Bucco in left, Brandon Rogers in center, and Xavier Carter in right. The 1-1 to Jordan. That's foul, third base side, a ball and two strikes. Again, Cooper Ford doing the catching. It'll be Williams, Lyndon Weaver, and Kevin Karstetter at the top of the order. Will Simpson, Alex Terrell, Keyshawn Ogans in the middle third. And the 7-8-9 hitters, Jake DeFries, Colin Adams, and Luke Seidel. The 1-2 to Williams. Swing and a miss, strike three, got him with a breaking ball. First strikeout for Frank Ellisall tonight, one gone in the bottom of the first. Again, an absolutely gorgeous day here. Geisinger Kid Zone in full swing. Wine Wednesday is as well. Half-price wine available thanks to Seven Mountains Wine Cellars at the bottom of the fifth bar on the first base side or at the Good Hop Stand on the third base side all the way to 7:30. Breaking ball to Weaver and a called strike. 0-1 the count. Linden batting .229 with an on-base percentage of .357 this year. 3 doubles, 3 triples, a homer, 6 runs knocked in. And he swings, and a soft liner to second is gloved down by Jalen Jones for the second out. A big out for the Scrappers to get. Linden is 18 of 21 in stolen base attempts this year. That represents nearly a quarter of the, actually over a quarter of the Spikes, 72. All right, check that, 71 stolen bases this year. Spikes have attempted 94 steals, successful 71 times. And here's the first pitch to Kevin Karstetter. He's got 13 of those steals. He takes a ball outside, 1-0. Kevin batting .287 and a .388 on base percentage. 5 doubles, 2 homers, and 14 runs batted in. 1-0. And there's a liner between short and third. It bounces into left field for a base hit. Ulloa and Storbakken both froze. They knew they could not get to that one. And Karstetter on with the first hit of the game. It'll bring Will Simpson to the plate. Simpson, the State College first baseman, hitting .300 this year, right on the nose. 3 doubles, a triple, 5 home runs, 15 runs batted in. His on-base percentage also robust, to .407 mark. He went 1-for-2 with a walk last night. Spikes faced Ellisall last week. And that pitch bounces past the catcher Ford to the bricks, and digging for third is Karstetter. The throw will not be in time. A wild pitch, and Kevin Karstetter takes two bases on it. He was thinking third all the way. And so a 1-0 count to Simpson, and now the first run of the game is just 90 feet away. Ellisault performed well against the Spikes his last time out. He allowed one run on two hits and a walk. He struck out seven over five innings of work. And the 1-0 to Simpson, liner into right center field, a base hit. Carstetter will trot home. Simpson now digging for second. The throw from right field will not be in time. It's a stand-up double for Will Simpson to bring in the game's first run. Simpson's 16th RBI this year. That's the most on the club. And Kevin Carstetter's hustle making it happen. As now Simpson in scoring position for Alex Terrell. Another two-out RBI for the Spikes. Here is Terrell, the designated hitter. Batting .240 for the Spikes. Three doubles, three homers, 14 runs batted in, a .355 on base percentage. Brief meeting on the mound between Ford and Ellisault to go over changing the signs with a runner on second. Dave Tremblay, Spikes manager, coaching at third, already has waved one man in today. Will Johnson coaching at first. Infield back with two outs, and Ellisault going from the set at the midsection, the pitch. That's low for a ball, 92 on the fastball. Wind blowing out just a bit, no more than 5 miles an hour or so. Flags are waving out towards left. The American flag and the flag of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania both out there. In left center, the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Went after the breaking ball. It's 1-1. 325 down the left field line. 378 to left center. Along to 410 at the nook, the deepest part of the park in left center. Then 399 in center field, 375 in right center, 320 down the right field line to the Line Country Kia corner and the 18.55-foot high fence. Here's the 1-1. That fades low and away. Two balls and a strike. It's 8 feet high the rest of the way around, save for the area in front of the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion in left field, where the fence is actually 7 feet high. So it pops up a foot at the center of the field, so to speak. Two balls and a strike. Simpson leading off second. Ellisault to the plate. Breaking ball down and in. 3-1 the count to Terrell with Keyshawn Ogans on deck. Folks enjoying themselves in the bleachers. Of course, in the Spikes Fun Deck as well in right field. And that'll be a popular spot to hang out tomorrow for Thirsty Thursday. A whirl and a throw to second. Tag applied, and Simpson's picked off. Now the Scrappers had faked the throw there the whole series, and now Ulloa is over, and the 1-6 pickoff will end the first inning. However, the Spikes score the game's first run on a pair of hits. Nobody left. End to one here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. 1-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The reason I got into medicine is because of my curiosity to understand what health is. A combination of physical, mental, emotional, and social well-being. The role of family, community, and society in one's health is also something that always interests me.
At Penn State Health Medical Group, family medicine doctor Madhvi Singh tells of teaching, caring for, and learning from her patients.
What brought me to Penn State Health is, apart from caring patients, I have an opportunity to be able to teach medical students and residents, watching the students see every intricate part of health. I love taking care of my patients. They inspire me. They are always very kind to me, and it gives me an opportunity to learn from them.
Penn State Health Medical Group offers family medicine at 4 convenient locations in State College. Call 814-235-2480 to make an appointment.
Envisioning the landscape you always wanted can be a difficult task. The team of professionals at Green Horizon Landscape are here to assist you from beginning to end. Green Horizon Landscape will make your vision a reality. Please visit our website at greenhorizonlandscape.com and learn about the wide range of services we can provide, or call 814-466-2281. That's 814-466-2281 for your free estimate, and make your vision reality with Green Horizon Landscape. Top half of the second inning, Reed Chumley, Cooper Ford, Xavier Carter, the 4-5-6 hitters due up against Brendan Knoll. A 1-0 lead for the Spikes on a pair of hits in the first. Kevin Karstetter's two-out single, Will Simpson's double to right center. Hustle all around in that inning to produce the run. And the first pitch to Reed Chumley is a breaking ball low, slips past Adams to the bricks, 1-0 the count. Chumley is batting .352 this season, a .394 on base percentage, 8 doubles, a triple, a home run, 8 runs knocked in, and he fouls it off over the netting, kicks off the girder in front of us, and back down to the seats below. Chumley's .352 batting average is third best in the MLB Draft League. And the pitch, that's fouled back to the screen, 1-2 the count. Reed Chumley out of Houston Baptist, Cypress, Texas native. And here's the 1-2 in tight, ball two. Spikes in their navy blue jerseys tonight. Ribbon S logo on the left breast pocket. Numbers in gold on the right side. Outlined in red, the 2-2 fades in. A cold strike three on the inside corner. The second K for Brendan Knoll tonight. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. And now the strikeout everybody really is looking for. Cooper Ford, the fifth-place hitter, and Mahoning Valley catcher is the McDonald strikeout guy. And Brendan Knoll will start him off with a fastball that's lined foul out to the parking lot. First base side, the Porter South lot to be exact. 0-1 the count. If Ford strikes out, everybody in attendance tonight gets a free Big Mac with any purchase at local participating McDonald's starting tomorrow and extending for 3 days. And the pitch in tight for ball one. 90 on the fastball. Again, Ford, a .270 average, .325 on base percentage. He has one RBI in 11 games. And the pitch. That's tap foul, third base side. It's now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Knoll gets the sign from Adams. Time is called by Ford and granted by Cody Kogan. Spikes do have gold numerals on the back, red outlines on those, the white pants with the blue stripe running down the side. The 1-2, breaking ball, did he go? No, he did not, says Corey Suhau. Two balls, two strikes as the breaking ball dipped into the dirt. Adams applied the tag just in case, but to no avail. 2-2. Navy blue caps for the Spikes. The Deerhead logo on the front. Scrappers in the road grays this evening. Here's the windup and the 2-2 from Knoll. That is popped up left field. Weaver coming on for it. Linden has it tracked, makes the catch. Two down, and again, you'll never hear an out that the crowd is more distressed by than when the McDonald's strikeout guy puts it in play. Two down in the top of the second. Knoll's retired the first five. Here's Xavier Carter, the right fielder, batting .221 with a .362 on base percentage this year. A double, a home run, 9 RBIs, playing his 28th game for the Scrappers. And the pitch bounced down the third baseline, but foul. 0-1 the count. Carter last night was 0-2. He's looking for his first hit of the series, though he did drive in the Scrappers' lone run on Monday. Here's the 0-1. That fades in low. One ball, one strike. Oh, went off speed that time. Now gets the sign, working quickly, the 1-1. That is cued on to short, charging in Ogans, gloves it, fires to first in time, and Brendan Knoll is retired six straight to begin the proceedings this evening. 1-0 Spikes, going to the bottom of the second on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Seven Mountains Wine Cellars is passion, perfection, and persistence. Three traits drive Seven Mountains Wine Cellars to create exciting, new, and different wines. Find Seven Mountains Wine Cellars in Spring Mills, on the Diamond in Bowlesburg, and now at Spikes Games at Medler Field at Lombrado Park. Enjoy 10-point red, Chardonnay, Blackberry Merlot, Tickle Pink, and our all-razzed-up frozen wine. Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, winners of the Pennsylvania Governor's Cup for both grape and fruit wines. Be sure to visit the one-of-the-kind World of Wine at Seven Mountains Wine Cellars.
Spikes Baseball is brought to you by First National Bank. First National Bank's mobile banking delivers convenience. Check it out at mobilebanking@fnb-online.com. First National Bank, proud sponsor of the State College Spikes and proud State College community partner. Alex Terrell, Keyshawn Ogans, and Jake DeFries do up here in the bottom of the second against Mahoning Valley righty Frank Ellisall. A 1-0 lead for State College. Shadows now advancing to the area between the plate and mound, also enveloping the third base line and the bag itself. The shadows of the light standards here at Medler Field extending out to left center field, those trademark light standards. You might find those in several wide shots of the areas surrounding Beaver Stadium in the fall. Alex Terrell with a fresh count here. He was up in the first inning, but back at the plate, 0-0. And with three home runs this season, including the tape measure shot in Mahoning Valley last week, a breaking ball outside, 1-0 the count. 1-0 State College. Spike scoring on Will Simpson's RBI double in the first. Ellisall into the windup and the pitch. And Terrell takes it for a strike, 91 on the fastball over the outer edge. One and one. Scrappers again with the gray jerseys tonight. Scrappers wordmark logo across the front, maroon numerals, lower left-hand portion. 1-1, breaking ball is low, actually 91, so he went fastball, but it definitely cut. Spin rate over 2,600 RPM. Ellisall has got good stuff. He showed it last time out. Again, five innings and only allowed a run. 2-1. Breaking ball outside and the count 3-1 now. That was last Wednesday at Eastwood Field. Ellisall did not factor in the decision in the game. He threw 73 pitches, 44 of them for strikes in that outing. The 3-1. Terrell fouls this off third base side and the count runs full. Scrappers with maroon numerals on the back of their jerseys as well. Blue outlines, gray pants with a blue stripe running down the side. Maroon caps with the logo featuring the Scrappers mascot Scrappy on the front. An anthropomorphic bulldog. Payoff pitch to Terrell. Outside ball four. Alex works the leadoff walk. That'll bring Keyshawn Ogans to the plate. The shortstop out of Cal Berkeley has performed well with the Spikes. .276 batting average, but a .442 on base percentage in 18 games. Three doubles, a triple, two home runs. He has knocked in eight runs over 18 games. He's batted near the top of the order for much of the season. His on-base percentage of .442, fifth best in the MLB draft league. And he stands in the right-handed box as Ellison goes from the stretch to the pitch. That fades low for a ball. 90 on the fastball again, dipping. One ball, no strikes. The set, the pitch. Fastball on the outer edge for a called strike. 91 on the gun, and it's 1-1. Tomorrow night, we complete this four-game homestand. Last homestand of the first half of the year. Tomorrow night's game will be the last Spikes home game for 11 days. And it'll be at 6:35 against the Williamsport Crosscutters. Pitch down and away. 2-1 the count. Again, the Crosscutters are now in second place in the MLB Draft League. They had held on to first for over a week, but with their loss to Frederick last night and West Virginia's victory over Trenton, the Black Bears rose into the top spot. First half champion guaranteed to host the MLB Draft League championship game on Tuesday, September 6th. Now, Spikes four games back entering the night. Breaking ball low, 3-1 the count. Chances extremely low for the Spikes to host that game or win the first half championship, but they can put a crimp into the Crosscutters' chances. Well, the Williamsport leading Frederick tonight 3-1 in the bottom of the first. We'll check the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard throughout the game. Update you on the first half action in the MLB Draft League as the pitch in tight ball forward Ogans. Back-to-back walks to start off the bottom of the second. First two that Ellis Salt has allowed this evening. Now Jake DeVries, the left-handed hitting second baseman, is up. Again, Ford and Ellis Salt will meet to go over the signs. Ford now heading back behind the dish. DeVries batting .242, a .324 on base percentage. Three doubles, four RBIs in 10 games. He also has added a pair of stolen bases after nearly 60 of them during the college season at Georgia Gwinnett. The pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Georgia Gwinnett College in the Atlanta suburbs. Of course, Gwinnett, the home of the Atlanta Braves AAA affiliate, the Gwinnett Braves. One ball, no strikes. Of course, Dave Tremblay, for several seasons, the director of player development, oversaw that Braves farm system. The 1-0 outside for a ball. 2-0 the count. In fact, two different stints in the 2010s as the director of player development. In between, served as a bench coach for the Houston Astros. And, of course, Dave, the manager of the Baltimore Orioles from 2007 to 2010 and a plethora of baseball experience. And Dave Tremblay, almost 40 years in the pro game. The 2-0, swing and a miss. It's 2-1. Went after the fastball on the outer edge. Came in at 90 miles an hour. Two balls and a strike. Infield playing back at double play depth for the Scrappers. Mahoning Valley has turned 16 double plays on the ground this year. They've hit into 21. Spikes, meanwhile, a plus 7 on the season in that category. The 2-1. Fouled over the roof, out of play, third base side. Two balls, two strikes. Bottom of the second inning, Spikes enjoying a 1-0 lead here in the finale of this three-game series, the third game of the four-game homestand. Tomorrow night, Thirsty Thursday at the ballpark, Agnite as well. Nittany Meadow Farm will be bringing out the goats tomorrow night. Chip, Dale, and Dahlia. You can check them out on Instagram right now, at Nittany Meadow Farm. They're getting ready, and you can see them in training, so to speak. Agnite tomorrow, celebrating great agriculture industry, and they're going to be able to maneuver around the ballpark. You're going to get an up-close and personal view of them throughout the game tomorrow. Pitch outside for a ball, 3-2. Also, Happy Valley Ag Ventures will be here at the ballpark tomorrow. You can actually sample a refreshing drink at the Ag Ventures table down on the concourse. You can sample some other great drinks for a low price as part of Thirsty Thursday if you're of age tomorrow as well. The 3-2 outside, ball 4, and Ellis Salt has walked the bases loaded. Thomas Wilhite will come out to give some new baseballs to Cody Kogan, last night's starter. Ron Mayhay, Mahoning Valley pitching coach, will come out to the mound to have a chat with his starter. Last night, credit to Michael Brewer. He took the loss, but 5 2/3 innings, 96 pitches on the night. He yielded those three runs in the sixth inning, but sparkled throughout. He allowed just three hits over the first five and three hits in that final frame. But he really saved the bullpen for the Scrappers, and Mahoning Valley has seen some pitchers depart the active roster down the stretch of this first half. So if Ellisalt can fight through this jam, that'd be a huge boost for Mahay and the Mahoning Valley coaching staff. They can better put together what they'll do over their final three games of the first half when they will take on the West Virginia Black Bears. So the Scrappers, like the Spikes, will be a factor in who is the first half champion in the MLB Draft League. That series will be down at Monongalia County Ballpark in the Mountain State. Meeting on the mound is over, and now State College catcher Colin Adams steps in. Adams playing his second game for the Spikes. He caught on Sunday in Williamsport and went 0-for-3, but walked, was hit by a pitch, and scored a run. Bases are loaded with nobody out. Ellisalt winds and delivers. Breaking ball right down the heart of the plate for a strike, 0-1. Adams, the right-handed hitter out of LIU, was clutched down the stretch for the Sharks. Four of his nine homers in the last six games of Northeast Conference play this year, and he takes a breaking ball for a called strike on the inside corner. 0-2 to the right-handed hitter. Spikes with a 190 batting average with the bases loaded this year, but a 339 on base percentage. They've taken nine walks with the bases loaded. Eight hits. Here's a chopper foul third base side. Still 0-2 to Adams. This is his first time at the plate with the Spikes, where the bases have been fully packed. 1-0 lead for State College here in the bottom of the second, looking to extend it. Luke Seidel will follow Adams. Jordan Williams coming after that. And the 0-2. Nubbed foul first base side. Will Johnson in and out of his hands. 0-2 the count. He'll toss the ball to a youngster with a glove. Five rows up. That's a nice toss. Went underhanded there. 0-2 to Adams. Fifth pitch of the at-bat, however. Ellisalt peering over the mitt. Four dishing out the signals. Ellisalt has what he likes. And another 0-2 pitch. A breaking ball at Alex Doral had to quickly duck out of the way of. It's foul to the left side, but that one might have buzzed the ear of Alex Doral, and he'll retake his lead. That is why base runners leading off third take their lead in foul territory, because if it hits them, it's actually a foul ball. And here's the 0-2 once again, up and in for a ball, 1-2. Adams takes seven pitches, but he finally sees a ball. Or actually, well, that was the sixth. This is the seventh coming up. Lost track there for a moment. Here's the windup and the 1-2. And Adams sends this one to left center field. This will score at least one run. And racing over to make the catch, Bucko from left. All three runners will move up a bag. Alex Doral scores to make it 2-0. A sacrifice fly for Adams. That's the fourth sac fly the Spikes have hit with the bases loaded this year. As they extend the lead, now two runners in scoring position as Ogans moves to third, DeFries to second, and Luke Seidel the batter. Out of Milwaukee, the shortened version, of course, of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, the erstwhile Panther, who does plan to return there, is 3-for-25 at the plate in his first 10 games with the Spikes. Of course, that does not include the game-winning double he collected in Frederick, his second game back with the Spikes after performing well here in Happy Valley last season. He takes a strike on the inside corner. Seidel is 2-for-3 in stolen base attempts, and officially his on-base percentage 290. The 0-1. And Seidel lines this one softly up the middle. It trickles into center for a base hit. Ogans will score. Chugging around third to Freeze. He'll score as well. Luke Seidel with a two-run single. 4-0 Spikes. So all three batters that started the inning with walks come in to score. Usually it's the leadoff walk that causes problems, but when you triple that, it's triple the trouble. Outside L at first with one out, and it's back to the top of the state college order with Jordan Williams, the left fielder, 0-for-1. He struck out against Ellisault in the first. 4-0 State College here in the bottom of the second, and Ellisault is probably going to have to log 4 or 5 innings tonight. There goes the runner. Pitch a breaking ball inside. Throw down to second. Not in time. Luke Seidel collects his third stolen base of the season. And the first for the Spikes. State College now with 72 stolen bases officially this season. That is actually lagging behind in the New York Penn League. West Virginia leads the way with 92. Williamsport with 91, and they are the top two teams in the standings right now. There may be some correlation on that. The 1-0 swung on and missed, 1-1. Of course, both teams have been aggressive, the Black Bears and the Crosscutters. West Virginia benefits a bit as well, I think, from playing on an artificial turf surface. That tends to lend itself more to aggressive base running because catchers, especially with the turf surrounding home plate there, the bounce is a little off. And so is the bounce on a throw from home to second base. Pitches a ball low to Williams, 2-1 the count. But then you have Williamsport, which plays on expertly manicured grass installed by Major League Baseball. 2-1, grounder to the right side, under the diving, Chumley into right field. Rounding third, Seidel, he'll score standing up, there'll be no throw. RBI single for Jordan Williams, so Seidel now with officially two RBIs this year, three if you count that clutch hit 2 weeks ago. Williams now with 4, 5-0 State College. Lyndon Weaver now up to the plate, the center fielder, 0-for-1, he lined out to second, his first time up. 5-0 Spikes, bottom of the second inning. See if Lyndon can continue the hit parade. Ellisault out of the stretch to the plate. Fastball low, 1-0. It is interesting what pitchers are comfortable with. Ellisault goes from the windup, and when the bases were loaded, he went windup as well. Usually with a runner at third, if a pitcher is comfortable with a full windup, they'll go with that. There goes the runner on the 1-0, and Weaver slices this one into left center field, and it's going to carry past the diving Bucko all the way to the nook. Dashing for third is Williams. He's going to get waved in by Dave Tremblay. The throw to the plate will not be in time. Lyndon Weaver with a double. Jordan Williams scores. 6-0 State College. And the Spikes are waltzing down the street, having a parade of their own here in Midler Field tonight. For Weaver, that is his fourth double, his seventh run batted in. There is one out here on the bottom of the second, and Kevin Karstetter up. He singled and scored the Spikes' first run in the first inning. Hustle play for him as well. He took two bases on a wild pitch. And the Spikes have been hustling all over the field tonight. And they've been aggressive base runners. They have one steal, but not only that, base stealing and base running can be two different skills. Ricky Henderson's the greatest base stealer of all time, but in base running, it's usually regarded as a poor base runner. And it came back to bite the A's and the Blue Jays in World Series at times. Kevin Karstetter certainly a great base runner and base stealer, and he'll take a strike with a breaking ball on the outer edge. He's stolen 13 bases this year, second most on the Spikes. The leading base stealer is Lyndon Weaver, who takes his lead off second. And there is now right-handed action warming up in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. The 0-1 swing and a miss by Karstetter. 0-2 to State College's own. And it is Sean Goodwin, the right-hander, warming up for Mahoning Valley. 0-2 the count. Ellisalt, staring in at Ford, has what he likes. Sets at the midsection. The 0-2. Karstetter fouls it towards this booth, but it tumbles into the IBW suite and back down below, where it's a nice catch made by a fan. 0-2 the count. The set, and time is called. 6-0 Spikes. 6-0. We're at Wimbledon, which just concluded. Novak Djokovic with another Grand Slam title. Of course, the U.S. Open on the hard courts in Flushing Meadow. The Billie Jean King USTA Tennis Center will be coming up soon. The 0-2 to Karstetter, swung on a miss, got him with a breaking ball. That is the second strikeout for Ellisalt, and now Will Simpson is the ninth batter of the inning, but Homer Bush is trotting out to the mound, and he may be making the move right now. Goodwin has been warming up. There's also a second right-hander getting ready in Derek Cherry. And this may be as the entire infield will, well, they're starting to come towards the mound. Jones and Chumley, second baseman, first baseman, huddling up, and the change will be made, and it will be Cherry, the right-hander who will enter the game. We'll have the numbers on Derek Cherry, and we'll have the rest of the second inning as the Scrappers make a pitching change. Back with more after this. Spikes leading the Scrappers 6-0 here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
What drew me to medicine was the interaction with patients and making them feel better. I received a card from a patient. The patient stated that I was an example of what she always wanted in a doctor, of someone who was caring, who took the time to understand her needs. Reading that moved me, and it reminded me exactly why I wanted to go into medicine in the first place.
Podiatrist Christina Rowe Bauer sums up the esprit de corps at Penn State Sports Medicine.
What drew me to Penn State was that all of the physicians that I work with are truly amazing human beings. They care about their patients. I wanted to be a part of that. We're always doing new and inventive ways of looking at medicine, and that's something that really draws me. Being a part of Penn State and being a part of that was amazing.
Penn State Sports Medicine is proud to welcome Dr. Christina Rowe Bauer to our State College practice site. Dr. Rowe Bauer is welcoming new patients of any age for podiatry services. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The new pitcher for Mahoning Valley here in the bottom of the second, Derek Cherry, making his seventh appearance of the season. A 1-1 record, a 6.23 ERA, an 8 2/3 innings. He has allowed 7 runs, 6 of them earned on 13 hits, 5 strikeouts to 8 walks. Opponents batting .342 against him, a product of the University of Houston, so he dodges his future teammate Kevin Karstetter by one batter. Native of Baytown, Texas, 6'1", 185 pounds. He is 21 years of age. Frank Ellisalt goes an inning and 2/3, 6 runs against him, all of them earned to this point. He's also responsible for the runner at second. 5 hits allowed, 3 walks, a wild pitch charge to him, 2 strikeouts. He throws 50 pitches, 28 of them for strikes, and 3 straight walks to open the bottom of the second, put him into a hole he could not dig out of. But now it'll be up to Cherry to grab the final out of this second inning. But it'll be a tough out as Will Simpson is the ninth batter of the frame. He has already clubbed an RBI double. He was later picked off to end the first inning. So Cherry, with the same defense surrounding him, has finished his warm-up tosses. And Simpson, featured today on the MLB Draft League's Instagram page with some of his majestic homers. No doubt bombs. He's got plenty of them this season. Tied for the MLB Draft League lead with 5 homers. But he is a tremendous defensive first baseman, a great clubhouse presence, swings a mighty bat as well. Already has been drafted by the Pittsburgh Pirates previously. Would not be surprised to hear his name called next week in the City of Angels. Cherry, from the stretch, glove away from the body, first pitch to Simpson, down and in for a ball, 1-0. The baseball chants from the super fans behind the plate. One ball, no strikes. The pitch. Check swing by Simpson. The pitch a strike on location. On the outer edge at 94 miles an hour. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Cherry dangles the right arm as he gets the sign from Ford. Has it. Now set. 1-1. Tap foul, left side, 1-2. Spikes will start the second half of the home schedule Monday, July 25th. Christmas in July at the ballpark. Santa Claus himself will come down from the North Pole to make an appearance. Of course, great summer vacation spot, Happy Valley, so even Santa jumping on board. I'm sure the folks at the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, many of whom joined us earlier today at the ballpark, love to hear that. The 1-2, down and away, 2-2 the count. Of course, the HVAB, with plenty of great events coming up, we're going to salute the hospitality industry in the first week of the second half of the home slate on two different nights. So we thank those hospitality workers around Happy Valley who've really kept things going through some very trying times. In addition, Happy Valley Adventure Bureau helping out with Agnite, honoring our agriculture here in our home area and across the Keystone State as well. Pitch outside for a ball to Simpson. 3-2 the count. Speaking of the Keystone State, Spikes today, as announced by Major League Baseball, are going to be partnering up with the Pittsburgh Pirates as community ally partners. The MLB Draft League and MLB joining together for the Community Ally program as Simpson lines it to left field, a base hit. Weaver around third, he'll score. And Simpson stopping at first, so two run-scoring hits for the University of Washington's own. He's halfway to a cycle, and the Spikes add the extra point for a 7-0 lead. Batting around here in the second. That run will be charged to Frank Ellisall. That'll close the book on him. Now Alex Terrell, the batter. He received a walk. He battled and drew ball four on a 3-2 pitch to start off the frame. Now the 10th man up in the inning. Cherry, the right-hander, to the lefty Terrell. And the pitch swung on and missed. 0-1 went after the breaking ball. The MLB Draft League and Major League Baseball, the Community Ally Program, each MLB Draft League team partnered up with an MLB team close by. And, of course, Spikes and the Pirates, a natural connection. Here's the 0-1. Fastball down and in, 1-1 the count. Of course, the Spikes were an affiliate in the Pittsburgh Pirates minor league system for 6 years. Pirates really did a lot of great things here in the community when they were affiliated with the Spikes. In fact, they required their players when here in State College to complete at least 10 hours of community service to really connect themselves with the area that they were in. And, of course, the Spikes, a short-season affiliate at the time at full-season clubs, that was a 20-hour commitment. So Pirates going to be a tremendous partner in the Community Ally program. In addition, the West Virginia Black Bears will be partnered up with the Buckos. Here's the 2-1 to Terrell. Down and in, gets past Ford. Simpson will trot to second. Three balls and a strike. As that one went astray. Terrell into the left-handed box. In addition, the Mahoning Valley Scrappers partnered up with the Cleveland Guardians. Of course, close connection there between the Ohio clubs. Scrappers, a Cleveland affiliate for many seasons, is the 3-1 pitch to Terrell low, and Alex draws two walks in the same inning. So the single by Simpson, the wild pitch to move him to second, and then the walk. And Keyshawn Ogan's to the plate. He also walked earlier in this inning. A 6-run second, a 7-0 lead for State College, and they're not done yet. There are two outs. Runners at first and second. And the pitch. That is a called strike on the outer edge. 0-1 the count. In addition to those clubs, the Frederick Keys going to partner up with the Baltimore Orioles. Trenton Thunder with the Philadelphia Phillies. Also the Williamsport Crosscutters. For many years, a Phillies affiliate will partner up with the Fightins. Pitch outside for a ball. 1-1 the count to Ogans. So the Community Ally program moving forward as teams can collaborate on community-based initiatives, including cross-promotion across Major League and MLB Draft League team platforms, ballpark and youth participation events, charitable fundraising efforts, and more. That's fouled to the right side, 1-2. As Spikes president and general manager Scott Walker said, the State College Spikes have always been proud to serve as a gathering place for our entire community, and we are excited to partner with the Pittsburgh Pirates to further expand our collective engagement efforts together as part of the MLB Community Ally Program. We look forward to joining with the Pirates to use baseball to create opportunities to strengthen our common bonds with our neighbors across the Keystone State. Fly ball to center field, going back on it at first. Rogers now trotting in. He'll make the catch. And the inning is over, but the Spikes send 11 batters to the dish. They score 6 runs on 4 hits, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. At the end of 2 innings, here at Midler Field at Lebron Park, State College 7, Mahoning Valley nothing on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Taparilla Furniture, always the best seat in the house. Maybe that's because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishings since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room makeovers and in-home design team. Always the best finance offers. And always the best price every day. Guaranteed. Taparilla Furniture in Bellefonte, always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
Let's go Spikes. College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments. And remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience. With a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
Into the third inning, and Jalen Jones will start it off for Mahoning Valley. Kids take over the ballpark here tonight and assisting in a variety of roles. Even our president and general manager, Scott Walker, getting some assistance from the youngsters here this evening. And our PA announcer, our junior PA announcer, Zach, announcing Jalen Jones to the plate to start off the third. His first pitch taken for a strike. Brendan Knoll, the Spikes right-handers, retired all 6 batters he has faced in the game. And first pitch strike makes it 0-1. Wind up in the next offering. That's fouled over the netting, first base side to the concourse. 0-2. Jones batting 114, but an on-base percentage of .235 this year. A double and an RBI in 21 games. Knoll into the windup and the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Jones chased it outside. 3 strikeouts for Brendan Knoll this evening. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health earned 5 stars from Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service. In 2021, we were ranked world's best hospitals by Newsweek and best in maternity by U.S. News and World Report. One out here in the top of the third, and now Dominic Bucco, the batter, the left fielder, playing his second consecutive game. He's played four games total for the Scrappers, seeking his first hit. He has walked once in nine plate appearances. He has a steal as well, but he bounces it right back to Knoll, who grabs it underhands on to first, two away quickly here in the third as Brendan Knoll has retired all eight batters he has faced. Two down, and now Brandon Rogers, the batter. Rogers playing his 15th game, 079 batting average, 239 the on-base percentage. He does have an RBI to his credit. He also with two stolen bases this season. Spikes with Will Simpson at first, Jake DeFries at second, Keyshawn Ogans at short, Kevin Karstetter at third on the infield, Colin Adams behind the plate. Outfield again, Jordan Williams in left, Lyndon Weaver in center, Luke Seidel in right. Brendan Knoll winds and fires, and the fastball is down and in for a ball. Knoll has just thrown his 26th pitch of the night. 19 of them, or I checked that, 18 of them have been for strikes. The 1-0. And a bounce to the right side. Backhanded on a few hops by Simpson. Flips to Knoll. Kind of led Brendan there to the bag. But Knoll able to haul it in and step on the base on the 3-1 putout to finish off the top of the third inning. 9-up. 9-down for the Scrappers thus far. All spikes early, 7-0. State College leads it on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Envisioning the landscape you always wanted can be a difficult task. The team of professionals at Green Horizon Landscape are here to assist you from beginning to end. Green Horizon Landscape will make your vision a reality. Please visit our website at greenhorizonlandscape.com and learn about the wide range of services we can provide, or call 814-466-2281. That's 814-466-2281 for your free estimate, and make your vision reality with Green Horizon Landscape.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout Central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Off's Excitement's Back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Bottom half of the third inning. The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. 7-0 State College, bottom of the third. Jake DeFries, Colin Adams, and Luke Seidel, the 7-8-9 batters, due up. As Derek Cherry, who got the final out of the second inning, stays on for the third. He delivers a ball outside. DeFries received the third walk of that second inning and came in to score. And again, Frank Ellisalt charged with all seven runs so far in an inning and two-thirds, unfortunately. The 1-0 popped up foul, third base side. One ball, one strike. But a sterling performance last time out. And Ellisalt, again, a pitcher with a lot of talent, came in with a 2.91 ERA, 23-7 strikeout-to-walk ratio. But the three walks he allowed tonight to those two strikeouts really did him in. One ball, one strike. Wind up and the pitch. Fastball just low. Two balls and a strike. And the pitch, that's lined over Jones's head to right field. And DeFries on for the second time tonight. It's the Spikes' seventh hit as a team.
All right, coming up is catcher number 44, Paul Avenello.
Colin Adams, the catcher out of LIU up. He delivered a sacrifice fly with the bases loaded in the second inning. Got that six-run surge for the Spikes started. And he steps into the right-handed box as DeFreeze leading off first. Two steals already, probably not going in this situation. A pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Well, some darker clouds sliding overhead now. But nothing too threatening just yet. The 1-0 lifted in the air, center field. Rogers misread it, and it bounces in front of him for a base hit. DeFreeze did the smart thing. He went about three-quarters of the way up the baseline so he could quickly get back with his speed if he needed to, and he'd easily take second if it fell in, which the ball did. Adams collects his first hit as a Spike. It's the eighth hit of the night for State College, and the first two batters aboard again here in the third. Here's Luke Seidel, his two-run single in the second, helped the Spikes break it open. He stole a base and scored a run in the frame as well. Cherry to the plate. Seidel fouls it, first base side, and a nice snag by a fan with a glove about eight rows deep in the crowd. 0-1 the count. Seidel levels the bat in the right-handed box. Cherry sets. And the 0-1 pitch. That is lifted foul right side towards what is now the Bradley's Cheesesteak stand down the right field corner. Of course, the switcheroos here at the ballpark shuffling things up a little bit. Franks is back at the third base side. Broken Bat Barbecue returning to the stand nearest the Geisinger Kids Zone and left. 0-2 the count to Seidel as part of Kids Take Over the Ballpark. Looks like our broadcasting colleague has arrived. Our apprentice. One ball, two strikes. Derek Cherry sets and delivers. Inside L lines this one. Leaping to grab it is Ulloa. He tosses to second. Almost a push throw, but not in time to double up DeFreeze. But the liner glove down for the first out of the inning. Grayson Unger will be joining us here in the fourth inning. He'll be on the air with us right now, getting the lay of the land here at the ballpark. Grayson's enjoying the best view in the house right now. First and second, one out. And Jordan Williams, the batter, the left fielder, 1-for-2. We'll get Grayson on a headset here in the fourth inning. And he'll join in the fun. The pitch, that's in the dirt, blocked by Ford. One ball, no strikes. Kids take over the ballpark. Second year running for this promotion. And we hear the junior PA announcer, two booths over. Grayson, our young apprentice in here, and all over the place. Kids helping to run the show tonight. The 1-0 fouled to the Sweets, third base side, 1-1. Jake DeFreeze at second, Colin Adams at first. A 1-1 count to the switch-hitting left fielder who hunches in at the pitcher just as Cherry, the right-hander, does at him. Now both men to their stances. The 1-1. That's foul, third base side. When Jordan Williams leans in, I guess trying to get a better look at the pitcher, it's almost reminiscent of an old-time duel. Both pitcher and batter just leaning in, staring at each other, and then ready. It's baseball at 60 paces. Cherry has the sign. Working off the first base side of the slab and the 1-2. Fastball down and away, 2-2 to Williams. 7-0 lead for the Spikes here in the bottom of the third. So, Grayson, you've got a lot to live up to. You've already built the lead, but now can you bring any more to the table? That's okay. We're going to have fun. 2-2 the count and the pitch. That is chopped out in front of the plate. Right on it is Ford. He'll fire to first. That's his only play. Out is made. DeFreeze to third. Adams to second. Two down. And Lyndon Weaver now at the plate. Weaver is 1-for-2. Lined out to the second baseman Jones in the first inning, but then doubled home a run and later scored himself in the second. One run in the first, 6 runs in the second for State College. And now second and third with 2 outs here in the bottom of the third. Ford sets and delivers. And Weaver lines this one to left center field. A base hit will score 2. It rolls all the way towards the nook. DeFries and Adams both crossing the plate. A 2-run double for Lyndon Weaver. His second 2-base hit of the night. A 9-0 lead for the Spikes. Lyndon now with 5 doubles on the season. I'll tell you what, Grayson's presence already helping out the Spikes. Kevin Karstetter now up, the third baseman, 1-for-2. He singled in the first inning and scored, struck out in the second. 9 runs on 9 hits for State College. Nothing yet from a Holding Valley. All 9 Scrappers hitters to this point have been retired. Karstetter tapped his bat on the plate. Now windmills the bat in the right-handed box. Weaver leading off second. There'll be no stealing in this situation, but Cherry leans in for the sign and gets it. And the pitch. Fastball low, 1-0. And again, a little overcast skies rolling through, but nothing threatening just yet. Just sort of darkened things, and Scrappers, I believe, feel like they've been under a dark cloud all game. The 1-0, chopped foul, ricochets to the first base side. 1-1 the count. Here in Happy Valley, of course, right here at Medler Field, we tend to be able to deflect most systems that come this way. They get knocked down by the hills. Of course, yesterday, heavy rains to the north of us, heavy rains to the south. Clear all day long here at the ballpark. 1-1. The pitch taken by Karstetter for a ball low. 2-1. Breaking ball from the right-hander. Karstetter readies. And the 2-1 pitch. That's fouled back to the screen, 2-2. Tomorrow night, Ag Night at the ballpark, Thirsty Thursday, 6:35 game time, and the Williamsport Crosscutters coming in. And again, an early look at the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. Williamsport leading Frederick 5-1, bottom of the fourth. Meanwhile, Trenton is up 5-3 on West Virginia in the bottom of the third. If those results hold, it would be a tie once again for first place in the MLB Draft League with 3 games remaining in the first half. The 2-2 fouled into the suites. The count remains the same. Dave Tremblay coaching at third. Getting a lot of practice waving those arms, doing those arm circles, getting some calisthenics in this evening. And the 2-2. Outside ball 3. Karstetter did not chase. Will Simpson lurking on deck. He is already halfway to his cycle with a double to score a run in the first inning, a single to score a run in the second. Definitely home run capabilities and already with a triple this season as well. Set by Cherry. Payoff pitch. Foul tip by Karstetter at the plate. 7th pitch of the at-bat. All right, check that. 8th pitch of the at-bat coming up next. And that ball will be slid back over the Spikes dugout. David Valdez on the top step. Danny Gott there as well. Spikes hitting coach has done a tremendous job working with these young players. And he is anxious to work with even more in the second half. Another 3-2. Ball 4 upstairs. Cody Kogan reared back as if he were going to punch him out, but instead, it's a walk, the second allowed by Cherry, the 5th for Scrappers pitching tonight. And with runners on first and second, Will Simpson will get an opportunity to get even closer to the cycle here, perhaps. Lyndon Weaver at second, Kevin Karstetter at first. 9-0 Spikes already here in the bottom of the third. And a right-hander getting warm once again in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. It's Chad Coles, I believe. And the first pitch to Simpson, upstairs for a ball, 1-0. I checked that. Call it a strike. Or no, it is 1-0. Cody Coden didn't make a signal. But it is 1-0. That's why he didn't make a signal. Cherry sets. Pitch. Inside and gets all the way back to the bricks. Moving up to third is Weaver. Karstetter to second. That's a wild pitch. The third thrown by Mahoning Valley pitchers tonight. And Cherry will get a new baseball. Ron Mayhay tosses over to the dugout. I think he found pay dirt over there. He and David Valdez sharing a laugh. Well, you got to be able to grin through some tough situations. That's what Mahoning Valley's facing right now. The 2-0 to Simpson. That's foul back to the screen. 2-1 the count. So now a pair of runners in scoring position with two outs. Both of Simpson's run scoring hits tonight have been with two outs. A run in the first, six in the second, two so far here in the third for State College. 2-1. The pitch, low and away, backhanded by Ford. It's 3-1. Well, Grayson, I thought we'd get you on headset a little sooner than we have. Spikes have exploded again. I guess that bodes well for your time here in the booth. You might be able to spend a lot of time up here tonight. And the pitch to Simpson misses low for a ball, loading the bases with the sixth walk issued by Scrappers Pitching. That'll bring up Alex Terrell, who has walked twice himself, both of his free passes coming in the second inning. Spikes sent 11 batters to the plate last inning. Terrell is the eighth batter of the third. And that pitch a ball as well. And it is Chad Coles warming up in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. 9 innings of action tonight. Spikes with a 9-0 lead already. The 1-0 at side for a ball, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Weaver at third, Karstetter at second, Simpson at first, the pitch. Fastball low, 3-0 the count. And Cooper Ford's calling time. He's going to stride to the mound. And we're going to have a little discussion here. And I think Ford trying to settle Derek Cherry down a little bit. Cherry may be pressing. He allowed the two-run double to Weaver. Back-to-back walks here. And there is a right-hander warming up from Mahoning Valley, but this may be, hey, we got two outs here. Yes, the bases are loaded. Yes, it's a 3-0 count, but you can get yourself out of this. Of course, Alex Terrell is not predisposed to letting the pitcher out of anything. 3-0 count. Again, with two outs, we'll see how Alex takes it. We've seen him swing on 3-0 this year. Cherry winds and delivers. And Terrell does take the pitch. It's a strike just above the knees. 3-1. Alex will be a hitter now. With the back-to-back walks, two outs in the inning. Probably played into why Terrell laid off on the 3-0 there. But now on 3-1, you know he's going to be looking for a pitch to drive out of here like he did at Eastwood Field last week. And the 3-1 is smacked down the right field line. A fair ball as it bounces into the line. Country Kia corner. Weaver scores, Karstetter scores, digging for second is Terrell, the throw gets away, and Simpson will score on the error. On to third is Terrell. It's 12-0 State College as the bases are cleared on the two-run double by Terrell, and the ensuing misplay. Third time reaching base for Alex tonight. It'll be an E9 to bring the third run in. And Homer Bush is headed out to the mound. As he chats with Cherry, that'll be it for the right-hander. So what we'll do here, Chad Coles will come in from Mahoning Valley, and we'll get Grayson outfitted with his headset, and he can join us for the last out of the third inning and on into the fourth as well. The Spikes leading at 12-0 here on Kids Take Over the Ballpark Night. And Grayson will be joining us right after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier, as one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Into the fourth inning. Into the bottom of the third. It's a call to the bullpen as the Spikes lead the Scrappers 12-0. And Grayson Unger joining us up here in the booth. Grayson, welcome here. All of a sudden, the Spikes have scored a lot of runs when you're up here as well.
Hey.
So, Grayson, what? Now, you, how many Spikes games have you been to so far?
Actually, none right now.
Now, this is the first one?
Three.
Are there three so far? Is this the best one you've been to yet?
Yes.
What's your favorite part about coming to a Spikes game? What's been your favorite thing around the ballpark?
Of the batting. I like how they hit so hard.
Absolutely. Well, these players, of course, trying to get to Major League Baseball. They're part of the MLB Draft League, and some of these players are actually going to be drafted by major league teams next week when the draft is held in Los Angeles. So we could, any one of these players could be in a major league organization by the end of next week. You got a favorite major league team, Grayson?
Yes.
Who is it?
Spikes.
Oh, your Spikes are great. We're not quite in the majors yet. How about the big leagues? You like the Pirates, the Phillies?
Pirates.
Oh, you're a Pirates fan. Of course, the Spikes and the Pirates now allied, community allied program. But Keyshawn Ogun's now up. We'll get to the final line on Derek Cherry in a moment. He is responsible for the runner at third base, Alex Doral. 12-0 lead for State College. And the first pitch from Chad Coles is outside for a ball. Coles coming in, making his 10th appearance of the year. He has made three starts, 2-2 record, a 6 ERA, 1-for-1 in save opportunities. 21 innings coming in. He has allowed 17 runs, 14 earned on 25 hits, 24 strikeouts to 19 walks, a .301 opponent's batting average. Ogun's takes a strike over the outer edge. One ball, one strike. How do you like the view up here so far, Grayson?
So good.
One ball, one strike. Pitch outside for a ball, 2-1 the count. You a baseball player yourself?
I do, but only at camp.
Okay, gotcha. A recreational player, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Two balls and a strike. Coles to the plate. Breaking ball low. 3-1 to Ogun's. Jake DeFries is on deck. DeFries started off this third inning. A run in the first, 6 in the second, 5 in the third. Terrell leading off third base. Coles leans in, gets the sign. And the 3-1. That is popped up. Shallow center field. Yuloa will give way to the outfielder. Center fielder Rogers will make the catch, and the inning is over. But nine more batters up for State College. 5 runs, 3 hits, Check that, 4 hits, 1 error, and 1 runner left on base. Grayson, you ready to stick with us for the 4th inning? All right, 12-0 lead for the Spikes here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
The Ramada Conference at Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
Into the 4th inning here at the ballpark, 12-0 lead for the Spikes. Grayson joining us up here for Kids Take Over the Ballpark Night. And Zach Storbakken will lead off the 4th inning. I was telling Grayson during the break, Spikes are third of the way to a perfect game. Nine batters up, nine batters down. And the first pitch is Storbakken, bounce foul. Brendan Knoll has pitched all 3 innings so far. He works into the 4th. Nice play by Homer Bush, who tosses into the crowd. 0-1 the count. Grayson, have you ever seen a perfect game? Probably not, huh?
No.
And the pitch missed inside, 1-1. Well, so far with Grayson in the booth, the Spikes have 5 runs. Before he was up here, it was 7 runs there. But there's more time to make that ground up. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss, 1-2 the count. Storbakken grounded out to short his first time up. Lights are on all the way around. Again, overcast skies rolling in, but nothing threatening. 1-2 comes in. That's in tight. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Does make it a little bit darker here at the ballpark than we usually expect, though, as we approach the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Wind up and the 2-2. That's upstairs for a ball. Grayson, what's your favorite subject in school? You like social studies? You like English? Writing?
It's writing, since I love creating stories.
All right. A fly ball to right field is caught by Luke Seidel going toward the line. 10th consecutive batter retired. What are your favorite type of stories to create, Grayson?
A lot of different, but I can't really remember right now.
Okay. A lot of different stories, though. I see you've got Mario. Is that Mario or Luigi on your shirt?
It's Cat Mario in Super Mario 3D World.
Okay. First pitch, Alex Ulloa is high and away for ball 1-0. So you're a video game fan?
Yes.
Okay. What's your favorite video game?
It's not really on my Nintendo Switch. It's normally on my tablet, what is called Among Us.
Among Us, okay. I haven't been able to play Among Us. I'm more of the type, I used to play the original Nintendo. I don't know if you've ever seen one of those. But it was a rectangular controller. You had 2 buttons, A and B. You had a directional pad that you couldn't have a stick. It was just a button for up and for left and for right and for down. Select and start, and that was it. There was basically 5 buttons on there. Swing and a miss by Ulloa, 2-1 the count. Of course, with the Switch, you can do just about anything, right?
Yeah.
Two balls and a strike. Brendan Knoll peers in, and the pitch.
Ooh, he hits.
Yes, he does. On towards second. Picked up by DeFries. Throw to first in time. Two down. Scrappers have put a lot of balls in play, but the spikes have been there for all of them. 11 straight batters retired by Brendan Knoll to start the game. Brian Kulmer now up. The DH is 0-for-1. He grounded out to second in the first inning. Spikes with a 12-0 lead. Grayson up here with us. Kids take over the ballpark, and we've learned Grayson's a video game fan.
Yeah.
Likes to write stories.
Yep.
Here's the pitch. That's low for a ball. 1-0. You know, but being up here, that's what we get to do night after night. Steve Jones is usually up here with me. We're telling a story for people watching the game or listening to the game. Story of the ball game. And so far, it's a good one for the Spikes.
Yep.
The 1-0 called strike. 1-1. Of course, we've got the tremendous view as well. Mount Nittany with the Nittany Mountains cascading down the left field side beyond the walls. 1-1 breaking ball is a called strike just above the knees. And now Kulmer levels the bat. 1-2 the count. Knoll to the plate. That's grounded foul, third base side, 1-2. Is there a baseball story that you might have read or heard that you really like?
No, but I could be creating one. Yeah.
Could be creating one. I like that. You think you'll write a story based on the game tonight?
Yep.
Yep. The 1-2, fastball down and in, 2-2. When you are writing your stories, creating your stories, are there things you think of that you want to begin with, or do you just sort of go and then see where the story takes you?
So first I kind of like think, like I love making fiction stories.
Okay.
So, like, I first try to imagine what's going to happen in my head. So then I write really... So I start writing, then it feels like the story, like, I'm the main character, and I'm going along on the adventure and try to, like, get the writing done.
Absolutely. Brian Kulmer with a triple just past the diving Jordan Williams in center field. Williams and Weaver switched around from the alignment that they had on the lineup card. But Kulmer now at third, so that's the first hit of the night for the Scrappers, and it ends the perfect game. But Brendan Knoll will come right back against Reed Shumley. The pitch, fastball, and a called strike on the outer edge. 0-1 the count. So you like to be, you like to kind of think that, yes, strike one indeed. You like to think of yourself as the hero of the story?
Yep.
All right.
Real good.
0-1, bouncer foul, left side, snagged by Karstetter on the run. Kevin will toss it to a fan in the front row. Now that fan's wearing a glove. Do you usually wear a baseball glove to a baseball game? Do you carry one with you to try to get a foul ball?
No.
No? I don't either, so I prefer to keep a hold of the action, and if a foul ball comes my way, so be it. 1-0-2 is fouled to the right side. Is this the favorite ballpark that you've been to so far?
Yes.
All right. Like to hear it. You know, we're right above the area behind home plate on the concourse. 0-2 to Chumley. Swing and a miss, strike three. And that is the fourth strikeout for Brendan Knoll, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Pediatrics website is just for kids. Check out kids.mountnittany.org. We'll talk more about some of the food options here at the ballpark. We'll have more with Grayson here on Kids Take Over the Ballpark Night. Spikes leading 12-0 going to the fourth. here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
I grew up in rural Minnesota, always had an interest in helping people. I spent 4 years in the military after residency, stationed in Naval Hospital Beaufort, South Carolina, taking care of Marine Corps recruits at Parris Island, and to be able to take care of them was really an honor.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, they're inspired to care for you like a member of the family. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Paul Harakoff shares that sense of purpose.
I enjoy being part of a team that makes a difference. You know, we have a great staff at Penn State Sports Medicine. Our nurses, our medical assistants, our physical therapists, everybody is there to make our patients better. And it doesn't matter where you are, where you're from, how much money you have, what your job is, you're going to get treated with respect, and we're going to do the best thing we can to make you better. And that's a great feeling when you come home at the end of the day.
Penn State Sports Medicine welcomes new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Envisioning the landscape you always wanted can be a difficult task. The team of professionals at Green Horizon Landscape are here to assist you from beginning to end. Green Horizon Landscape will make your vision a reality. Please visit our website at greenhorizonlandscape.com and learn about the wide range of services we can provide, or call 814-466-2281. That's 814-466-2281 for your free estimate, and make your vision reality with Green Horizon Landscape.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Off's Excitement's Back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
We're back here in the bottom of the fourth inning here at the ballpark. Jake DeVries takes a ball low, 1-0 the count. Grayson, I think you have something for us here.
And now it's time for the
Ramada? Is it?
Yeah. Out of town scoreboard.
All right, great job. That's what we call a live read, and you just got your first one under the belt as Jake DeVries collects his second hit of the night, a line drive to center field to start off the bottom of the fourth inning. Great job, Grayson. Thank you so much for that, and we will get the Ramada out of town scoreboard started. Williamsport leading Frederick 5-1, bottom of the fifth inning. Also in the MLB Draft League, West Virginia leading Trenton now 7-5. The Black Bears coming back to take the lead in the top of the fourth. Colin Adams is 1-for-1 with a sacrifice fly. He's scored a run. He's knocked in a run. And he takes a ball to start off his third plate appearance tonight. 12-0 lead for the Spikes here in the bottom of the fourth. And the pitch, that's a called strike on the inner half. 1-1 the count. So DeVries with two hits and a walk as well. And also, the Spikes half of the bottom of the, or Spikes half of the fourth inning, the bottom of the fourth, is the Toyota Wrap fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit Toyota.com. The pitch homeward gets away from Ford. DeVries moves up to second. Chad Coles recorded the last out of the third inning, and he's on here in the fourth. What do you say? We'll get it back around here. You hear the music?
Let's go, Spikes.
That's it. There you go.
Let's go, Spikes.
Yes. 2-1 the count to Adams. A pitch upstairs for a ball. 3-1 the count. Grayson joining us here. Kids take over the ballpark night. And Grayson, I was about to tell you, we're right above the Nuts for You cinnamon roasted nut stand. They've got cinnamon roasted almonds, pecans, and cashews down there. They're really good. They really smell good. And Steve Jones and I are always tempted to head down and grab a bag of cinnamon roasted pecans. Pitch low for a ball, 3-2 the count. Popcorn here at the ballpark as well. Payoff pitch to Adams. Swing and a miss. Strike
and
three.
Hits.
Yep. So the first out of the bottom of the fourth inning, and DeVries still at second. That was a wild pitch to send him on to second base. Now Luke Seidel, the batter, the right fielder. Well, Luke Seidel is 1-for-2. He drove in a pair of runs in the second inning. Takes a breaking ball inside 1-0. Well, Grayson, I know we talked a little bit about you being at the ballpark. I know you've said the spikes hitting has been your favorite part of tonight, but as Seidel fouls it off right side, what's been your favorite part about being in the seats, experiencing all the different areas of the ballpark so far?
So it was like when one of the runners actually tried to, like, try to steal a base.
Uh-huh.
Steal third base.
Okay. Try to go to third base. Did he make it?
Nope.
No.
He quickly turned around and then threw it.
Oh, yes. Well, the catcher's got to have quick instincts there behind the plate. A 1-2 to Seidel, up and in for a ball, 2-2.
And he missed.
Yes, he is. Missed with the pitch. 2-2. Catcher is the only player that is facing the entire field. Everybody else is facing toward home plate, but the catcher has the entire field in front of him. So the catcher's got to take charge out there. Pitch inside for a ball, 3-2 the count. By the way, help yourself. We got some pulled pork up here as well. You're a member of the media tonight, so you get the chance to get in on that as well. You too, Dad.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. 3-2, lifted in the air, right field.
He's running to first base.
He is, but he'll head back to the dugout after Carter makes the catch. DeFree stays at second. Two down, bottom of the fourth inning. I don't think it's a coincidence that the Spikes have a 12-0 lead with you here in the ballpark tonight, Grayson.
Yes.
Talk about being the hero of your own stories. I think you'll be the hero of the one on today's game, won't you?
Woo!
Ha ha! Jordan Williams up for the fourth time. He's 1-for-3. His single in the second knocked in a pair of runs. He later scored in that same inning. He is struck out and grounded out as well. The 0-1 pitch down and in, blocked by Ford. He keeps the ball in front of him. DeFree stays at second, 1-1 the count. Excuse me, 2 balls, no strikes, the count to Williams. Spikes are out hitting Mahoning Valley tonight, 11-1. 2-0 pitch.
And he missed.
That he did.
And it was 91, so that could not be a hit.
Well, it was certainly was not hit there by Williams. But it was too far inside, so that's a ball. And now the 3-0 pitch. Missed again. Ball 4.
At 89 speed.
Yep. First and second are where the runners are at. Lyndon Weaver. Lyndon Weaver is 2-for-3. He has doubled twice. He has knocked in 3 runs. He has scored 2 runs, and he takes the first pitch for a ball inside.
Missed.
Been a common theme
to
for Chad
80
Cole.
Speed.
Oh, yes. A little less than the others. He went off speed with that. The changeup. 1-0. Looked like a fastball to me.
Yep.
2 balls and no strikes, though. It was missed the strike
zone.
It was 91.
91.
91
speed.
All right.
So it was mostly impossible. Come on.
2-0 the count. There's a strike. 2-1. You know, you think it's impossible. For you and me, and certainly at this stage for you.
Also a 91.
Definitely for me, it's impossible to hit 91. That's why we're up here for
Ooh,
now.
Ooh, he hits.
Goes foul, third base side. 2-2 the count. But Grayson, you've got a lot of time. You might be able to hit a 91-mile-an-hour fastball at some point. I'm done for.
So we just had Elmo just dancing on the moon.
That's right. You know, that's a favorite video of some folks here at the ballpark.
My little sister, Lucia, would love it. Plus, she just saw it.
Bouncer foul, left side.
She's dancing in the audience right now.
Oh, boy.
She loves dancing.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's great. You know, that's
Being at a baseball game makes you dance sometimes, right?
This is the first baseball game that she ever been to.
Really?
Yeah.
Bouncer on to third.
And look, and he's running to first.
Yep. Throw there ahead of Weaver, but just ahead of him, a 5-3 ground out. And Grayson, thank you so much for joining us here on Kids Take Over the Ballpark Night. Anything you want to say before we let you go?
So just for a reminder, please don't drop your trash, because I've been seeing that everywhere.
Well, there you go. That's an important lesson, Grayson. I'm glad you shared that. Pick up your trash. Help keep our ballpark clean. Help keep your surroundings clean. I appreciate you joining us. Thank you so much for being up here with us, Grayson. We hope you enjoy the rest of the game.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go, Spikes.
Bye.
Grayson up here with us. Kids Take Over the Ballpark Night. 12-0 lead for the Spikes. Back with more after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience. With a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Into the fifth inning, it was delightful to have Grayson here. A bouncer foul off the bat of Cooper Ford. A 1-1 count to Ford to start the fifth inning. Kids Take Over the Ballpark Night, and I think well on its way to another rousing success. And special thanks to our director of merchandise, Julie Henry, who spearheaded the whole effort here on Kids Take Over the Ballpark Night. It's been helping the kids find their way, parents as well, and certainly appreciate that. And I know Grayson and his dad right now, they're thanking Julie as well as Jerry Valeri, who has his own assistant that will be along with him down on the field during the game as the pitch fouled away 1-2. Cooper Ford is the McDonald's strikeout guy. He's not obliged yet tonight. He's flying out to left in the second. Big lead for the Spikes at 12-0. Brendan Knoll with all the offenses had a fantastic performance, and the 1-2 popped up, foul ground, left field. Weaver makes a tremendous running catch on the warning track. Lyndon Weaver coming over from left field, and he runs it down. Lost his hand in the process. Ogun's Karstetter back, but it also means that Ford does not strike out. Nevertheless, it is one out on the top of the fifth, and that's the kind of player Lyndon Weaver is. He is here to win and to help his team win. 12-0 lead for the Spikes. And now into the left-handed box, Xavier Carter, the right fielder. He's 0-for-1 with a ground out to short. We'll get to the Major League Baseball portion of the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard as Grayson introduced for us last inning. Here's the pitch. Fastball and a called strike on the outer edge, 0-1. In the big leagues tonight, the Pirates leading the Marlins 1-0, bottom of the fifth. Mariners on top of the Nationals 2-0, bottom seven, but Washington threatening. A bouncer foul, first base side off the bat of Carter, 0-2 the count. Reds lead the Yankees 4-2, bottom of the third. The Blue Jays leading the Phillies 4-0, top of the fifth. And the pitch, that's in the air, center field. Jordan Williams going back on it, and Williams makes the catch. for the second out. Here's Jalen Jones now, second baseman 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Brendan Knoll out, a triple to Brian Kalmer in the fourth. That's it tonight. Four strikeouts. And that triple, the lone hit for the Scrappers. Spikes have banged out 11 hits on the night, scoring 12 runs. Finally, a goose egg for the Spikes in that bottom of the fourth inning. Also in the big leagues, the Rays lead the Red Sox 3-0, top of the fifth. By the way, that Mariners-Nationals game, second game of a doubleheader. Seattle winning the first one 6-4. Here is a floating fly ball. It eludes Luke Seidel and bounces along the right field line. Jones will have the second triple of the night for the Scrappers. Well, Mahoning Valley has not had many hits in this series. They only had three on Monday, two last night. Two so far here tonight, but they've definitely got the bang for their buck in those seven hits. Four of them have been, all right, check that, five of them have been for extra bases. Only one run, however, in the previous two games, and now Dominic Bucco, the batter. The Mahoning Valley left fielder is 0-for-1, bounced back to the pitcher Knoll in the third, and Brennan will try to shake off this triple like he did Calmer's last inning. The pitch. Breaking ball missed outside. 1-0. Knoll now at 56 pitches, 39 for strikes. So we saw Mason Olsen Sunday, 65 pitches in his five innings. Ken Gott with 66 in five frames. And Knoll on pace to outpace both of them in terms of efficiency as the breaking ball is a strike on the outer edge, 1-1. Also earlier today, the Mets defeated the Braves 7-3, Twins over the Brewers 4-1, and the Royals topped the Tigers 5-2. Breaking ball low, 2-1 to Bucco. The Giants defeated the Diamondbacks 4-3. Ongoing action, White Sox and Guardians scoreless bottom of the fourth. And here's a chopper up the middle in deep center, or in shallow center, I should say. DeFreeze deflects it, and now Bucco digging for second. The throw there will not be in time. Jones scores, and the Scrappers are on the board here on the top of the fifth. So Bucco will get credit for a base hit, and in fact, that may be a double. As that was a difficult play for DeFreeze to knock it, just try to knock it down, and Bucco digging for second. And, of course, the Spikes have hustled their way to several runs tonight. And the Scrappers do the same here. The triple by Jones, and then Bucco with two bases to knock in the run. Now, Brendan Knoll will chat about the signs now with Colin Adams with a runner on second and two outs. So 12-1, State College leads it here in the top of the fifth. Knoll retired the first 11 batters he faced tonight before the triple by Kalmer. Again, he struck out four. That's now eight hits in the series for the Scrappers, six of them for extra bases. Meanwhile, the Dodgers and Cardinals scoreless bottom of the second. Orioles leading the Cubs 3-0 as they go to the bottom of the first in Chicago. Break up the O's. Here's the first pitch to Rogers. Chop foul, third base side, 0-1. A's and Rangers underway, scoreless bottom of the first. Padres and Rockies getting set to go in Colorado. And the Astros visit the Angels. Shohei Ohtani will make his final start before the All-Star game. He'll be the starting DH in the game, we know that. He may well get the start on the mound as well. The 0-1, swing and a miss. 0-2, and because of Ohtani, two-way player, the pitcher and DH roles separated, so Ohtani can start the game at pitcher but stay as the DH. And I apologize, Shohei Ohtani, of course, phenomenal player, maybe the best in baseball. Shinjiro Ohtani, phenomenal professional wrestler. It's in the finals of the first ever WCW Cruiserweight Tournament. Breaking ball and a called strike three to Rogers. That's his fifth strikeout of the night. Is Brendan Knowles. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health offers clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 17 locations. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. So Noel allows the first run of the game on two hits, but still a tremendous effort. One runner left on base. Five innings of one-run ball. And put him in the driver's seat. He is in line to be the pitcher of record in the game. As we are halfway home at Medler Field of the Bronco Park, State College leading Mahoning Valley 12-1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Let's go Spikes! College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments. And remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up.
Taparilla Furniture, always the best seat in the house. Maybe that's because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishings since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room makeovers and in-home design team. Always the best finance offers. And always the best price every day. Guaranteed. Taparilla Furniture in Bellefonte. Always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
First pitch of the bottom of the fifth inning is swung on and missed, 0-1. Kevin Karnstetter leading it off for the Spikes, followed by Will Simpson and Alex Terrell. 12-1 lead for State College. Chad Cole's on for a second inning of work after... I checked that, his third inning of work after he recorded the final out of the third, pitched the fourth, on into the fifth now. 0-2 the count to Karnstetter, the pitch. That is a breaking ball inside. Kevin fouls it off. Count remains the same. Final line for Derek Cherry. One inning, five hits, five runs, four earned, three walks, no strikeouts. 49 pitches, 24 for strikes. The 0-2. Up and in. Karnstetter does the limbo to get out of the way. 1-2 the count. So Cole's the third pitcher of the night for Mahoning Valley. Frank Ellisalt, the starter. Right now the pitcher of record for the Scrappers, the 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt, and Cole stumbled a bit releasing that pitch. Two balls, two strikes. Meanwhile, to wrap up the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, the Blue Jays let go of manager Charlie Montoyo. Even though the Blue Jays are four games above 500 and were in position to be the last wild card team in the AL. Fastball up and in, 3-2 the count. Of course, the wild card series will make its debut this year. Best of three there, best of five division series, and then the best of seven LCS leading to the best of seven World Series. 3-2 to Karnstetter upstairs for a ball. Appeal on the swing, but he did not go around. Corey Suhau says no go as well. Karnstetter with a leadoff walk reaches base for the third time. He's 1-for-2 with a pair of walks. Will Simpson has reached base in all three of his prior plate appearances tonight. A double to score run in the first, an RBI single in the second, a walk in the third, and he came in to score a run in that inning. One run in the first, six in the second, five in the third for the Spikes. Scrappers getting on the board in the fifth. 12-1 lead for State College. Here's a bouncer up the middle, base hit. Third hit of the night for Simpson. Karnstetter will hold it second as Rogers is on the scene. But Will Simpson, again, halfway to the cycle, but he is just racking up the hits this evening. That's his third, the Spikes' 12th. Simpson came into the game at 300 on the nose. He's definitely increasing that batting average and that on-base percentage. Both already substantial entering the night. Here's Alex Terrell, who's also reached three times. Two walks and then a two-run double in the third. And he laces this one foul to the right side, bouncing into the Spikes bullpen. 0-1 the count. 12-1 State College threatening for more here. Simpson came into the game, tied for the league lead in homers, of course, but was also third in slugging percentage. So the double he collected in the first will help him climb the ranks there. Matthew Etzel of Williamsport leads the way in the MLB Draft League with a 6-13 mark entering the night. As the pitch low for a ball, 1-1 the count, and Ford will have a chat with Chad Coles. Brendan Knoll will be done after five innings, where they were five outstanding innings. Right as of now, it's slated to be his last appearance of the season, but only three games remaining, so his turn in the starting rotation will not come back up, but he's had a tremendous 2022 campaign. One ball, one strike. Pitch to Terrell, up high for a ball, 2-1. There is right-handed action in the State College bullpen. Knoll, in five innings of work, ends up throwing 62 pitches, 44 for strikes. Carcetto leading off second, Simpson off first, the 2-1, and Alex fouls it third base side, over the roof, out of play. 2-2 the count. Tomorrow night, we finish up the homestand with the opener of a series against Williamsport. Crosscutters now leading Frederick 6-2, top of the six. Meanwhile, Trenton has pulled even with West Virginia. They've gone back and forth in that one. They're only in the top of the fifth. Pitch down and away for a ball to Terrell, 3-2 the count. Breaking ball from Coles on that occasion. Again, West Virginia leading Williamsport by a game. Three games remaining following tonight, and Terrell bounces this one up the middle, deflects off the mitt of Jones, trickles on to the shortstop position. Everybody's safe. Jones tried to backhand it up the middle, and that'll be the second error of the night for the Scrappers. E4 on the fielding error. It looked like it might be a chance at a double play ball. Instead, the bases are loaded with nobody out. Here's Keyshawn Ogans, 0-2 with a walk. He has scored a run tonight. Now, every member of the Spikes starting lineup has reached base at least once. Coles to the dish. And Ogans fouls it backwards, but my head out of play. 0-1 the count. Tomorrow night, Thirsty Thursday, $2 16-ounce select drafts from 5:30 to 7:30, $4 16-ounce craft drafts in the same time frame. Also, Agni at the ballpark, plenty of fun. Be interacting with animals you may not necessarily see every day at the ballpark, but fans will have the chance to get up close and personal as we celebrate our agricultural industry across Happy Valley and across the state of Pennsylvania. The 1-1 upstairs for a ball, 2-1 the count. Of course, agriculture holds special place here as we're on the campus of Penn State University. Started out as an agricultural school, still very strong agriculture program, and it's developed some of the most widely known technologies and processes, but of course maybe its most famous export, Berkey Creamery. Bouncer onto the left side, backhanded by Uloa. His throw to third is in time to force Simpson. Carstetter scores on the play, however. It'll be an RBI fielder's choice for Ogans, and it extends the Spikes' lead to 13-1. Terrell moves up to second on the play. So first and second, one gone. Uloa, with the momentum taking him toward third, able to make the toss to Storbakken. Now Jake DeFries, who has reached base three times, up for a fourth. He walked in the second and scored. Singled in the third and scored. Singled in the fourth, but was stranded in that inning. We remind you the Ramada Out-of-Town Scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada State College Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College.
The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. First pitch outside, a ball, 1-0. 13-1 Spikes in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here's the set. Coles delivers. Swing and a miss, 1-1. Now, the Spikes in this series have now outscored the Scrappers 28-2. Still four-plus innings left to play tonight, with one out here in the bottom of the fifth. Terrell leading off second, Ogun's off first. Important thing for the Spikes, of course, will be to get the 12 outs necessary to preserve the win. Here's a slapper foul, third base side. It gets Dave Tremblay moving out of the third base coaching box. 1-2 the count. Spikes and Scrappers are scheduled to meet to begin the season's second half on the road at Eastwood Field for the Spikes. A three-game set from July 22nd through the 24th. I'll be along with you for that one. Steve Jones will be back when the Spikes host the Williamsport Crosscutters July 25th. That'll kickstart a good amount of home games for the Spikes. Here's a liner, gloved by the shortstop. Ulloa tries to throw to double up the runner, but it gets past Jones, but is backed up by the first baseman, Chumley. So the line out is the second out of the inning. That'll bring Colin Adams to the plate. The catcher is 1-for-2, a sacrifice fly in the second to drive in the run. Single and a run scored in the third, a strikeout in the fourth. For the Spikes, at the end of July into the beginning of August, it'll be 7 home games in the span of 11 days. Of course, after tomorrow night, 11 days without a home game here in Happy Valley. The breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Ford. Ball one to Adams. Plenty of big nights coming up on the schedule. A trio of bobblehead giveaways. The Wally Triplett We Are Talking Bobblehead. August 27th, the Roman Bravo Young Bobblehead giveaway for the first 1,000 fans. And, of course, RBY will be on hand here at the ballpark. You'll meet and greet fans, sign autographs, and more on that same night, August the 27th. And then on September the 3rd, a Michael Motti bobblehead giveaway for the first 1,000 fans and an appearance by Motti on the same night, the captain of the Iron Lions. 2-0. Called strike on the inside corner, 2-1. How many players not only in Penn State football history but in college football history have had every one of their teammates put their number on for a game that they were able to attend but were unable to play in? Breaking ball and a called strike on the inside corner, 2-1 the count. That's the amount of respect that the Iron Lions had for Michael Motti, and so many Penn Staters with so much respect for him as well. And he, a great example of what Penn State is all about. Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. That one misses, 3-2 the count. By the way, the Wally Triplett We Are Talking Bobblehead will be presented by Boyle's Insurance for the first 1,000 fans. McClure Company presenting the Roman Bravo Young Bobblehead, and Penn State Health will be presenting the Michael Motti Bobblehead on September 3rd. There go the runners on the 3-2 pitch with two outs. It's called a strike on the outer edge, and Adams down on strikes, the second K for Chad Coles this evening. Spikes add another run. They do so on a hit, one error, two runners left on base. End of five here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. State College, Lucky 13. Mahoning Valley 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I was probably in junior high. I really liked fixing things, and I still do, and the orthopedics allows us to do that.
From a childhood dream to becoming one of the top orthopedic surgeons at Penn State Sports Medicine, Dr. Paul Scherbondi shares his journey.
I found over the years that I've become more of what I would call the family team orthopedic doctor. I do a lot of intergenerational care. I take care of grandma, dad. Dad may have a torn rotator cuff. Grandma needs a total knee. And then I'll see junior with a broken arm. To have the ability to take care of families is very rewarding. And to have a grandma bring their grandchild in to see you is an endorsement of your skills as a physician.
Penn State Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 for an appointment.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Off's Excitement's back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Into the sixth inning, and fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the sixth, and you too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org. A tremendous outing for Brendan Knoll tonight, very likely his last appearance for the Spikes here in the first half. Five innings, he allowed three hits, one run, it was earned, did not walk a batter, struck out five. Knoll needing just 62 pitches, 44 of them for strikes to get through his five innings of work. He's in line to be the pitcher of record tonight with his Spikes leading 13-1, and he gives way to Josh Malaris, the right-hander out of the University of San Francisco, who's been stellar out of the bullpen, especially as of late on the season. An 0-1 record, a 6.14 ERA. That does not tell the whole tale, though. He's making his 11th appearance. He has been credited with three holds. He starts Zach Storbocking off with the ball inside, 1-0. Next offering, fastball, chop foul, third base side, 1-1. Malaris in 14 and two-thirds innings coming in has allowed a total of 11 runs, 10 of them earned on 18 hits, but 22 strikeouts to 8 walks. And again, the opponent's batting average, 300, but a lot of that is early on. He battled through a couple outings, and he's been on lockdown mode ever since. The 1-1, bounce foul, third base side. Ball and two strikes. Josh's last appearance was against Williamsport on Saturday here at Medler Field at LeBron O Park when the Spikes were the Diamond Dogs and the Crosscutters were the Bored Apes. He threw two innings, allowing a run on two hits, struck out four. The 1-2 swing and a missed strike three. Adams with a tag to finish off the K. That's number one for Josh Malaris tonight, the sixth for Spikes pitching, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health's team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit mountnittany.org for more information. One gone in the top of the sixth, and here's Alex Ulloa. Shortstop is 0-2. A strikeout in the first, a ground out in the fourth, the pitch. Fastball low and trickles out in front of Adams, who retrieves the baseball. He's going to trade it with Cody Kogan, the plate umpire. 1-0 the count. Again, it is Lyndon Weaver in left, Jordan Williams in center, Luke Seidel in right in the outfield. Will Simpson at first, Jake DeVries at second, Keyshawn Ogans at short, Kevin Karstetter at third on the infield. Here's a foul ball, ooh, towards me, but back into the crowd, and there's a backhand stab by a fan, seven rows deep. Nice snag down there, 1-1 the count. Thought I might have a chance at it, but I was too slow. That'll be a big surprise to some people. 1-1. Check swing. He went around, says Corey Suhau on the appeal. Breaking ball was down and away, but it's a 1-2 count now to Alex Ulloa. Malaris stares in for the sign. Has what he likes, but time is called. Ulloa wasn't quite ready. There is right-handed action in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. And it looks like it is Alan Carter warming up. The 1-2 swing and a miss. Strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Malaris. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. Two down in the top of the six. Here's Brian Colmer, the designated hitter. 1-2. He grounded out to second in the opening inning. Tripled in the fourth, but was stranded there. Pitch, fastball, and a called strike on the outer half 0-1 the count. 94 on the fastball from Molaris. 2,433 RPMs. The 0-1 up and away for a ball. 93 on that one. 2,470 the spin rate. Usual fastball, at least at the major league level, is about 23 to 2,400 RPMs. But, of course, the more the better. 1-1, low and away. 2-1 the count. That's very often what coaches and player development folks will talk about when they talk about a move. They want somebody with a fastball that moves. 2-1, that's foul back. And if a fastball moves, if it has a lot of revolutions, doesn't necessarily have to be touching triple digits. In fact, a straight fastball that has a low spin rate is actually easier to hit than a 90-91 mile an hour fastball with a higher spin rate. Two balls and two strikes. And his StatCast is really up the opportunity to see how these factors all intersect and interface with one another, that more and more research developed in that area. So it's not necessarily just about what the results are on the field. It's about, okay, what will produce the best results? What is the process that produces the best results? And I think that approach is how the old school and the new school reconcile themselves with one another. It's not all about results. It's about process. Good process bears good results. It certainly does for Josh Molaris. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Strikes out the side in order in the sixth inning. That K brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care to our community. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. Three up, three down. Five and a half gone. 13-1 lead for the Spikes on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Seven Mountains Wine Cellars is passion, perfection, and persistence. Three traits drive Seven Mountains Wine Cellars to create exciting new and different wines. Find Seven Mountains Wine Cellars in Spring Mills, on the Diamond in Bowlesburg, and now at Spikes Games at Medler Field at Lombardo Park. Enjoy 10-Point Red, Chardonnay, Blackberry Merlot, Tickle Pink, and our all-razzed-up frozen wine. Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, winners of the Pennsylvania Governor's Cup for both grape and fruit wines. Be sure to visit the one-of-the-kind World of Wine at Seven Mountains Wine Cellars.
The State College Spikes cap off the homestand on Thursday night, and fans of age can enjoy another Thirsty Thursday. The Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters at 6:35 p.m. with $2 16-ounce select drafts and $4 16-ounce craft drafts available from 5:30 to 7:30. Plus, it's Ag Night as we celebrate our agriculture industry in Happy Valley. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Taparilla Furniture, always the best seat in the house. Maybe that's because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishing since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room makeovers and in-home design team. Always the best finance offers. And always the best price every day. Guaranteed. Taparilla Furniture in Bellefonte. Always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Bottom of the sixth inning, 13-1 lead for the Spikes, and the Scrappers go to the bullpen for their fourth pitcher of the night. It is Alan Carter. Carter, the right-hander out of Lee University, a native of Suwanee, Georgia. No record, a 3.86 ERA in six appearances. Two of them have been in a starting role. He's also finished two games this season. In 11 and two-thirds innings, he's allowed nine runs, five of them earned on nine hits, 18 strikeouts to 10 walks, opponents batting .209 against him. And it will be Carter to face the 9-1 and two batters for the Spikes, Luke Seidel, Jordan Williams, and Lyndon Weaver. Chad Coles goes two and a third innings for the Scrappers, allowing two hits, one run. It was earned. Two walks, two strikeouts. A total of 57 pitches for Coles, the Youngstown State product. 28 of them for strikes. And Luke Seidel will lead it off against Carter. Spikes will be home tomorrow, 6:35 against Williamsport. Thirsty Thursday at the ballpark. It's also Ag Night. Tickets are available now. You can visit the ticket office, open here at the ballpark, all the way to the end of the game. Luke Seidel lines one to the right field line, and it's captured by Carter before it can get all the way to the Lion Country Kia corner. But Seidel has his second hit of the evening. He has knocked in a pair of runs. He's also stolen a base tonight, but he won't be going here. He collects the 13th hit for State College, and now Jordan Williams will check out, and Ryan Chesney will make his Spikes debut, one of the players that joined the club yesterday. Chesney, out of Benedict College in South Carolina, a native of Kearney, New Jersey, 6 foot, 195 pounds. He is 25 years of age. He swings and misses of the first pitch, 0-1 the count. So Chesney will take over in the outfield as well. Chesney wearing number 29. And the 0-1 breaking ball fades in for a strike. 0-2. So Chesney pinch hitting here in the sixth inning. And the next offering swung on and missed. Strike three. Well, Chesney did have 21 stolen bases for Benedict this year. .318 average, four doubles, five triples, three homers, 23 RBIs in 42 games. And he'll have ample opportunity to showcase himself here at the ballpark. Meanwhile, another pinch hitter, Trent Taylor, who joined the roster yesterday, actually arrived in Happy Valley during last night's game. He'll make his first appearance as well. Utility man at UCF. He spent most of his time in right field this season, a native of Merritt Island, Florida. Started his collegiate career at Daytona State. .246 batting average, a .393 on base percentage in the college season this spring. Two homers, 19 RBIs, 19 stolen bases in 52 games. And he was really an everyday player for the Knights. Again, spending most of his time in right field. The pitch by Carter. In tight for a ball. 2-0 the count. Two balls, no strikes. Seidel leading off first. One gone, bottom of the sixth. The Spikes leading 13-1. 2-0 pitch to Taylor. Swung on and missed. 2-1. And Steve Jones' worst nightmare is about to come to pass. Jerry Valeri, your on-field host, how are you, sir?
Joe Putnam, I am super pumped to be sitting here talking with you during a Spikes game.
We don't usually get the opportunity to do this, do we?
Steve Jones, just all of a sudden, he just got chills up his spine. He does not know why I'm wearing his headset.
Swing and a miss, 2-2. Actually, Steve took precautions. That's not his.
Well, the man's a planner. We can give him that much.
2-2 the count. And Carter to the plate, swinging him in, strike three. So back-to-back strikeouts.
How about these bats by the Spikes tonight?
13 hits so far. They had brought 11 batters to the plate in a six-run second, nine to the plate, and a five-run third.
Hammering them.
Absolutely.
That's what you want.
It really is. It's given a charge to this crowd for sure. As Kevin Karstetter to the plate, he is 1-for-2, but has reached base three times. A single and a pair of walks. He scored three of those 13 Spikes runs. That one in the dirt, blocked by Ford. He couldn't find it, but now does. Ball one. Of course, you've been running around. Last night was a big night for you. Game show night. You were Wink Martindale, Alex Trebek, and Peter Tamarkin and everybody all rolled into one.
The American Gladiators one, I can't ever
Mike
remember.
Mike Adamly,
I was him.
I thought, I wasn't able to be down there. I thought I would be the Zonk, Larry Zonka.
Yeah, it would have been good.
You know, Syracuse guys, I'd operate the Zonkastrator for you.
The Zonkastrator. I forgot all about the Zonkastrator. Sure have. It's been a super time.
Absolutely. 1-0 the count to Carstetter. Carter delivers. Inside for ball two.
Jeopardy is always the most intimidating one for me to do because that's a game show I've never gotten into. I don't like it. I can't get the answers fast enough. I can't turn the answers into questions fast enough. I just feel dumb when I'm...
Well, you know, those who can do, those who can't host.
Yeah, correct.
2-0.
They were going to say, those who can't, watch Press Your Luck.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, I love that one. You know, I like the wheel.
Well, Press Your Luck has trivia involved as well to get the spins, right?
Easy peasy trivia.
You just got to be quick on the button, get the most spins.
That's not Jeopardy head of the class valedictorian trivia.
2 balls and a strike. Pitch. That's in tight, 3-1. Also, we had the prices right last night, and you made sure to tell everyone to help control the pet population.
I sure did. I knew that one. Keep your pets neutered and spayed. Bob Barker was adamant about that.
Absolutely. Drew Carey has carried it on as well, if
has
the price
he?
Right.
I always wondered if he was going to do his own thing.
Well, the price is right now. Between Bob Barker and Drew Carey, it's been on for 50 years in its current incarnation. Here's a fly ball to center field. Rogers retreats, makes the catch. So that's the third out of the inning. But, Jerry... Are you able to stick around here?
I can stick around for a little bit. I'm good till the seventh inning stretch.
All right. Well, we'll welcome you back then for the top of the seventh inning, even though you might have to make a hasty exit to get ready for the stretch.
Absolutely.
With all the kids here for Kids Take Over the Ballpark Night. We'll talk more about that and much more. 13-1 lead for State College at the end of six on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
The State College Spikes cap off the homestand on Thursday night, and fans of age can enjoy another Thirsty Thursday. The Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters at 6:35 p.m. with $2 16-ounce select drafts and $4 16-ounce craft drafts available from 5:30 to 7:30. Plus, it's Ag Night as we celebrate our agriculture industry in Happy Valley. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Top of the seventh inning, Jerry Villari is staying on with us for now.
For like an out, or we get in a double play situation,
exactly.
I got to get my butt to the third base dugout.
You, like all of us around here, wear many hats.
Yes.
So.
In honor of Steve Jones, allow me to insult the on-field host. He's so fat, he eats so many hot dogs. Oh, the on-field host, he's a disgrace. Steve Jones. There. That's. I thought I just...
On-field host revenge.
It's been missed. He's been
he is. He's always missed when he's not here. Enjoying his vacation. He'll be back in 2 weeks' time. Of course, next week we are away from home, or no home games the entire week. 11 days between home games following tomorrow night's contest here at 6:35. Reed Chumley swings and misses. There's the first down of the inning.
Oh, boy.
Strikeout by Josh Malaris, his fourth in a row. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Pediatrics website is just for kids. Check out kids on mountnittany.org, and you got to get to work, sir.
I will be back.
All right.
Can't get rid of me that easy.
Cooper Ford is the McDonald's strikeout guy. He has not struck out yet. He's flied out twice to left, but after the pinch hitters in the last inning, the changes, it's Ryan Chesney now in left field. Trent Taylor in right. Luke Seidel moves to center field. And also a change at second base. DeAndre Shelton checking into the game. Another one of the new spikes. So debuts all around for Chesney, Taylor, and Shelton. And the 1-1 to 4 popped up left side of the infield. Keyshawn Hogan staying in the game. He's in shallow left center. He makes the catch. Two down in the top of the seventh inning. Josh Malaris has been a machine tonight. Five batters faced, five retired. So once again, it's Chesney in left, Taylor in right, and Seidel in center with Shelton now at second base. So Jake DeFries done. He had a good evening. 2-for-3 at the plate with a couple of runs and a walk. Pitch to Carter Lowe. 1-0 the count. One ball, two strikes now to Malaris. 13-1 lead for the Spikes in the top of the seventh. Brendan Knoll in line for the win. Five innings of one-run ball. Pitch up high for a ball. 2-2 to Carter. And that pitch popped up foul, third base side, drifts out of play. 2-2 the count. Two, two. Pitch by Malaris. That's in the air. Right center field. Racing over is Taylor, and he makes his first putout as a State College Spike. Trent Taylor notching the out as Josh Malaris has retired all six batters he has faced tonight. Time to stretch here at Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. 13-1 lead for State College, and it's all the kiddos that helped us out here at the ballpark tonight in a variety of areas, including our own Grayson, who is up here in the booth with us, and they'll be leading the crowd and take me out to the ball game. And you know what? I think that with Jerry leading the way, I think we're going to tune in. We're going to see exactly what they bring and take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the ball game here at Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. 13-1 State College. We'll go to the bottom of the seventh after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The reason I got into medicine is because of my curiosity to understand what health is. A combination of physical, mental, emotional, and social well-being. The role of family, community, and society in one's health is also something that always interests me.
At Penn State Health Medical Group, family medicine doctor Madhvi Singh tells of teaching, caring for, and learning from her patients.
What brought me to Penn State Health is, apart from caring patients, I have an opportunity to be able to teach medical students and residents, watching the students see every intricate part of health I love taking care of my patients. They inspire me. They are always very kind to me, and it gives me an opportunity to learn from them.
Penn State Health Medical Group offers family medicine at 4 convenient locations in State College. Call 814-235-2480 to make an appointment.
Bottom half of the seventh inning. Will Simpson, Alex Doral, Keyshawn Ogans due up for the Spikes. DeAndre Shelton slated to be up fourth in this inning. It will be his first at bat as a Spike as he checked in the top half of the seventh inning. And Alan Carter on the hill delivers a pitch in tight for a ball. 1-0 to Simpson. 13-1 lead for the Spikes. A run in the first, 6 in the second, 5 in the third, 1 in the fifth for State College. Mahoning Valley scoring a run in the fifth inning as well. Simpson is 3-for-3 with a walk. He has knocked in 2 runs. He scored 1 as well. One of those hits a double. He takes a strike on the inner half, 1-1. So Carter's second inning of work. Reed Chumley still at first base. Jalen Jones at second. Alex Uloa at short. Zach Storbakken at third for Mahoning Valley. And here's a bouncer on to Storbakken. He'll set. Fire across the diamond in time. And I checked that. Rather than Storbakken, that is... Or no, it is Storbakken at third. I beg your pardon. Meanwhile, John Meade will pinch hit for Terrell. Take over as the DH here in the seventh. As Simpson retired for the first time tonight. Terrell, 1-for-2 with a double. 2 runs knocked in. 1 run scored. He walked twice. Meade made his Spikes debut 2 nights ago as a pinch runner and then 0-for-1 at the plate. Last night was 1-for-3 at the plate. He had the RBI single in the sixth that put it away for the Spikes in the final scheduled 7-inning game of the season. Pitch outside for a ball. 1-0. Meade out of Wilmington University in Delaware. A mighty cut at the 1-0 breaking ball and miss on the swing. A 1-1. Carter working off the first base side of the slab. It's still Bucco in left, Rogers in center, Carter in right for Mahoning Valley. The 1-1. That's a called strike on the outer edge. 1-2 the count to Meade. Now, wind had picked up a bit. It's not as breezy tonight as it has been the previous 2 evenings here at Medler Field. The gusts have been certainly no more than 10 miles an hour. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. And Meade is the third strikeout victim for Alan Carter, who is now retired the last 5 he's faced. Keyshawn Ogans will come up for a 5th time. Ogans is 0-for-3, but he has knocked in a run and scored a run. He did reach on a walk back in the second. 13-1 lead for State College. They've out-hit the Scrappers 13-3. Mahoning Valley with the 2 errors tonight. Scrappers have left 2 runners on base. Spikes have stranded 7. I checked that 8th pitch. That's called strike on the inside corner. 0-1 the count to the Cal Berkeley infielder, who's been the mainstay at shortstop for the Spikes over the past 2 weeks. And, of course, Lucas Cook departing. He is going to head on to continue his collegiate career at Purdue. We wish Lucas the best, and certainly he won't be a stranger. At least that's the hope. Breaking ball in tight, 1-1 the count. Lucas was part of last year's Spikes. Now going on to Purdue, and perhaps maybe Florida State College in 2023 as well. He may well be visiting with the Boilermakers during Penn State season as well. The 1-1 popped up foul behind the plate. 1-2 the count. That's what Curtis Washington Jr. did. Washington moving on from Wabash Valley to Purdue. He played against the Spikes, or played against the Nittany Lions, I should say, in the spring and was a key man for Purdue. He basically generated a substantial portion of the Boilermaker offense in their 3-game set against Penn State. 1-2 to Ogans. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. So Spikes go down in order in the 7th. We go to the 8th. Still a 13-1 advantage for State College on the Spikes Radio Network. presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack. Thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Off's excitement's back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Envisioning the landscape you always wanted can be a difficult task. The team of professionals at Green Horizon Landscape are here to assist you from beginning to end. Green Horizon Landscape will make your vision a reality. Please visit our website at greenhorizonlandscape.com and learn about the wide range of services we can provide, or call 814-466-2281. That's 814-466-2281 for your free estimate, and make your vision reality with Green Horizon Landscape.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Into the eighth inning, and the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Josh Malares went two innings on the mound. He struck out four batters. He did not allow run, hit, or walk, and didn't allow anything as a matter of fact. Malares in his two innings on the mound threw 26 pitches, 19 for strikes, and he now gives way to Will Stevens, the right-hander out of Wichita State. Kansas City native, 6'3", 220 pounds. He is 20 years of age, but he'll turn 21 later on this week, so in advance, a happy 21st birthday to Will Stevens. In fact, it'll be this coming Monday. He will turn 21 years of age. And Stevens will get the ball here in the eighth inning to face Jalen Jones, Dominic Bucco, and Brandon Rogers. And they are, in fact, getting ready to go to hit here in the eighth. Spikes leading 13-1. And fans of the Spikes calling for relief with a new pitcher in the eighth inning, you too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org. Jalen Jones is 1-for-2 tonight. Struck out in the third, but then tripled and scored the Lone Scrappers run in the fifth inning. He pops it up foul behind home plate. 0-1 the count. Spikes out hitting the Scrappers tonight, 13-3. Again, up and down the order, plenty of great efforts. Lyndon Weaver with a pair of doubles. He knocked in three runs. Will Simpson with three hits, two runs batted in. Alex Terrell knocked in two runs. Jake DeFries with a multi-hit game. The 0-1 to Jones. Swinging a foul tip into the mid, 0-2. But while it won't be a two-hit shutout like last night, Brendan Knoll, Josh Malares, and now Will Stevens have combined for another great mound effort. Knoll, five innings of one-run ball. He struck out five, gave up three hits. Malares retiring all six batters he faced. 0-2, swing and a miss, strike three. That's the 10th strikeout of the night for Spikes pitching. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. With My Mount Nittany Health, you can message your provider, schedule appointments, and more. Sign up for your free portal account today at MyMountNittanyHealth.com. One gone in the top of the eighth. And Dominic Bucco, the batter. Bucco is 1-for-2. Bounced out to the pitcher in the third. Doubled in a run in the fifth. And the pitch. That missed inside. 1-0 the count. Also for the Spikes, Ty Hill now in the game at third base. So he'll complete the game there. The 1-0. That missed outside, 2-0. So Hill for Karstetter here in the eighth inning. So only Will Simpson and Keyshawn Ogans remain in their original positions, plus Colin Adams behind the plate from where we were when we started. 2-0. Clipped foul at ricocheted off Adams. 2-1. One gone, top of the eighth. Right-handed action is warming up in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. Spikes will have one more at bat tonight. And a 13-1 advantage. They jumped on Mahoning Valley early, did not look back. Breaking ball missed low. Check swing by Bucko, but he held back. There'll be no appeal. 2-1 the count. And the pitch. That's low, ball four. First walk issued by Spikes pitching tonight. The Spikes had not issued a walk in the last 14 innings. And here's Brandon Rogers, the center fielder, 0-for-2. Grounded out to first with a pitcher covering in the third. Struck out looking in the fifth. Tomorrow night, Thirsty Thursday, $2 16-ounce select drafts, $4 16-ounce craft drafts, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Always a popular promotion. Liner foul, first base side, 0-1 to Rogers. He is 0-for-2. Meanwhile, the right-hander warming for Mahoning Valley is Sean Goodwin. We've seen him up before, but this time it looks like he is warming up in earnest, and we'll get the ball in the bottom of the eighth. 0-1. Fastball called strike on the outer half. It's 0-2. And with a lot of cushion, Will Stevens pitching free and easy tonight. Infield is back all the way around with the margin the way it is. Middle infield is at double play depth, however. They'll look to turn two if they can. For the 27th time this year, pitch in tight. Pops out of the mitt of Adams, but he regains possession. It's a ball to Rogers, however. One ball, two strikes. The set and the pitch. There goes the runner. Swung on and missed. Strike three. So Rogers, the second strikeout victim for Stevens. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Have you had a great Mount Nittany Health experience? Please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. Bucko moves to second, and I believe that may qualify as defensive indifference. We'll see what the ruling is on that. But with the score out of hand the way it is, the Spikes clearly are indifferent to base runners on the move. Zach Storbach in the batter now. The pitch, fastball and a called strike in tight. 0-1 the count. Storbach an 0-for-3 this evening. A ground out, a fly out, a strikeout. Well, it will be a steal. And ...0-1. Pitch outside for a ball. 1-1. Bucko will now grab his second steal of the season. He's only in his fifth game with the Scrappers, and he's likely to stick around with the club for the second half of the year. Here's the set by Stevens. And the 1-1. Swing and a miss, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Super fans looking to encourage Will Stevens to finish a strong inning here. And so are the other fans joining in. One ball, two strikes, the pitch. Fastball down and in, deflects off the pads of Adams, and moving on to third is Bucko. So I believe that'll be a wild pitch. 2-2 the count to Storbakken. And certainly Bucko, he's not giving up in this one, that's for sure. Here's the 2-2. That is popped up right field. Taylor over toward the line, and Taylor puts it away. The inning is over. Strong inning for Will Stevens. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. 7.5 gone. Still 13-1 in favor of State College on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience. With a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Bottom of the eighth inning. Visit your local First National Bank office and take advantage of expert guidance and comprehensive financial solutions to meet your private banking, insurance, wealth management, estate planning, and investment needs. First National Bank, proud sponsor of the State College Spikes and proud State College community partner. Sean Goodwin making his third appearance of the year for Mahoning Valley, checking in. I checked that, his 11th appearance of the year. He has two saves on the season, an 0-1 record. 9 2/3 total innings. He's allowed 14 runs all earned on 10 hits, 7 strikeouts to 17 walks. Opponents with a .270 average against him. DeAndre Shelton, Colin Adams, Luke Seidel due up. 7-8-9 spots in the order here in the eighth. Shelton took over as the second baseman in the seventh inning as after Jake DeVries went 2-for-3 with a walk and a couple of runs scored. Shelton this season spent time at Stetson, Hillsbury Community College, and Sam Houston. This season, he's with Texas Rio Grande Valley. 7 multi-hit games, a .252 batting average, a .347 on-base percentage, 6 steals, 7 doubles, 10 runs batted in at Texas Rio Grande Valley, the Vaqueros. And it'll be Shelton stepping in for the first time as a Spike here. Shelton, a left-handed hitter. And this at bat. And here's the pitch. That's up high for a ball from Goodwin. Alan Carter goes 2 innings for the Scrappers. He allows no runs, no hits, no walks. He retired all 6 batters he faced, 4 via strikeout. Throwing 25 pitches, 17 for strikes. That one misses high. 2-0 to Shelton. And Shelton batting as a lefty, 2-0 the count. Jerry is back.
We were shopping till we drop on the field.
Yes.
Seventh inning stretch. Kids did a great job with it.
Yes, they did. We actually tuned in live to that.
So. I love how the one kid wouldn't sing, but then he breakdanced at the end.
we didn't catch that up here. That's awesome.
He was too shy to sing, but then he was like standing on his head and doing crazy moves. Insanity.
3-0 to Shelton. Well, you know, expressing in different ways.
You know who it was? It was your boy Grayson, who
was
with you in the fourth.
Yes, indeed. Grayson was awesome. And DeAndre Shelton takes ball 4 low and away. A walk in his first plate appearance as a Spike. And the leadoff man on in the bottom of the eighth is Colin Adams, strides to the plate. Adams is 1-for-3 with a sacrifice fly. He has scored a run in the game as well.
One of our Kia crew members was in band with his sister in seventh grade.
With Colin's sister?
Yes.
Wow. It is a small world.
Upper Chichester.
Yes.
I thought it was Chichester, and he corrected me.
Swing and a miss by Adams, 0-1 the count. Well, he's out of LIU for his college ball. That's a little easier to say.
LIU is much easier than Upper Chichester.
Chichester.
Chichester. Those Delco boys.
0-1. Low and away, 1-1. Of course, the king of Delco, John Harrowell, on his way.
He's doing great.
Absolutely.
He's just a guy that I feel like even if you weren't a Penn State fan, you had to root for John Hare.
Absolutely.
Unless you were playing against him.
Well, yeah, the folks that had to tangle with him, especially in Big Ten play, I'm sure did not enjoy the experience. The pitcher is a strike on the inside corner, 1-2.
It was very reminiscent of like late 80s, early 90s NBA under the basket kind of basketball.
Well, John Hare, a hard-working individual. I don't think you'll find a more hard-working individual than John Hare.
Super polite, too. When I had my cup of coffee at the Bryce Jordan Center, I'd see him in the hallways, and he always called me sir. And I said, you can call me Jerry. And he'd say, okay, sir.
I think he may be the only individual who continues to call you sir.
You get to know me, and it fades off pretty quickly.
Well, except for me, but I quickly amend myself.
Yeah, you call me sir sometimes. I call you Giuseppe sometimes.
There we go. Our terms of endearment.
This is the best time. Usually when we're talking, it's 8 in the morning.
That's right.
That's a dumb time of day. I'll tell you right now.
1-2. That's fouled back to the screen. Count remains the same.
I'll see Putnam after like a 5-game road trip bender, and he'll come into the station with like 2 hours of sleep and in 7 days, it's like leaving Las Vegas, and his eyes are all baggy, and he's like, I'm ready to talk baseball. I'm ready to talk about PSECU. Let's go.
Oh, come on. I turn it on when the mic goes up.
You do. I mean, that's what's amazing. You are a promotional baseball machine.
1-2. That's fouled.
Hey!
Right at the window, but that one is closed. Julie Henry is grateful, I'm sure.
She was going to take one right in the kisser.
I don't think so. She would have been able to dodge it.
I didn't react until it hit the glass. I'd have been dead. I do not have cat-like reflexes, Putnam.
I knew it was headed off there. 14 years up in the booth, you can read the angles up here. The 1-2 lifted sky high to left field. It is carrying Bucko at the warning track, base of the wall. He makes the catch. Shelton retreats to first, one gone in the bottom of the eighth.
I'll tell you right now, I get hit in the face with a baseball up here. It's going to be Jerry Field at Valeri Park. That's how we're going to do it. Sorry, Lebrano. Sorry. Changing it up. Get the new signage ready.
I don't know. For you, I think we'd plant a nice tree. That's what we'd
that'd
do.
That'd be okay.
Luke Seidel is up. For the fifth time, he's 2-for-4. He's knocked in a pair of runs, scored one. And the first pitch popped up, foul ground, first base side. Coming over for making the basket catch is Reed Chumley. Shelton remains at first, two down.
Do you see that company in Oregon now that turns people into trees when they die?
No.
That's what they do now. Like, it's a whole thing. They turn you into soil and they make a tree out of you. I don't want that.
Is that a family business?
I don't know. I want my remains spread all over Disney World. But I do not want to be cremated.
How exactly will you accomplish that, I wonder? Maybe I shouldn't have asked.
Just watch out for my foot when you're going down Splash Mountain, pal.
Ryan Chesney up for the second time. He takes a strike.
We're having fun.
We are. We like to have fun around here. 13-1 lead for the Spikes, by the way, here at the bottom of the eighth inning.
Smashing them.
Absolutely. 13 hits for State College, 3 for Mahoning Valley.
Spikes are on a win streak, or am I wrong?
That's correct. 4 in a row entering tonight, looking to make it 5. 0-1. Fastball on a called strike on the outer edge, 0-2.
And a big week coming up for some of these guys because the draft's coming up.
That's right. MLB draft begins on Sunday in Los Angeles, site of the All-Star game, of course, but Also, the place where Major League dreams can come true, and it all starts right here in Medler Field and State College in Happy Valley.
Are there a few that you have your eye on? You're like, they're definitely going.
0-2 fouled back. You know, it's always tough to tell exactly who. Different organizations, different priorities. I mean, you have 30 different MLB teams, but Spikes had four last year, and I think all of us could realize Andrew Moore with the fastball that touches 99 would get called, and he did. But Damiano Parmigiani impressed, and Kenny Piper played his way into the draft last year from the Spikes. Behind the plate, here's a tapper left side, charging in Storbach and scoops it, throw across the diamond, not in time, infield single for Ryan Chesney, his first hit as a Spike.
So when you say that, you mean he was not on a radar and he put himself there.
Exactly.
That's great.
His play in the MLB draft. And I'm sure there'll be players not only with the Spikes but across the league. That's the story on them as well, you know. And Kenny was from a smaller school, Columbia College in Missouri, Division II school. Obviously not your big-time program, but he's a big-time player, and he demonstrated it here and so earned his way into a draft pick by the Tampa Bay Rays. And I think there'll be several Spikes picked. You know, 39 players across the league were selected last year. I'd look for maybe even more than that here in 2022. Trent Taylor takes a ball in tight, 1-0 the count. 14 hits now for the Spikes tonight.
The bats are awake.
That they are. It's because it's not 8 a.m.
Right. That's a dumb time of day.
1-0.
How many hits last night? Because there weren't many, but we did all right.
Yeah, breaking ball was swung on miss. Mahoning Valley had 2. State College had 6 yesterday. 3 of them in the last inning to played all 3 runs and win the game.
That game was shorter than a Marvel movie.
Well, it really was, an hour 53 minutes.
Yeah.
That was about half the time of a Marvel movie.
Right.
1-1, low and away for a ball, 2-1. At least if you're talking about Infinity War or Avengers Endgame.
Mm-hmm. It's like a Tom Hanks movie before Forrest Gump. Those movies, like Bachelor Party, was 90 minutes long.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Easily digestible.
Favorite Tom Hanks movie? Mine's The Burbs.
The Burbs? I'm always a fan of Apollo 13. You know, Jim Lovell, Houston, we have a problem. Breaking ball and a called strike on the inside corner. It's interesting. Usually, if I'm on a flight, I have that saved on my phone to watch. Apollo 13. Doesn't seem to be an airplane movie.
No, it sure doesn't. But,
it's
been a long time since I watched that. Maybe I need to go back and check it out.
There you go. Been a long time since I watched The Burbs. Maybe I need to check that out.
It's a great one. I like Castaway, too. I just never understood why he wanted to get off that island just to get back to Helen Hunt. I can't stand it.
Come on.
I see no appeal. She was perfect for Paul Reiser and Mad About You. Those two were so annoying.
Ball 4 is low. You know what, Jerry? I didn't expect that, but maybe I should have. My apologies to Helen Hunt, who's a great actress. And a lovely lady. This broadcast takes no responsibility for the comments of Mr. Valeri.
No, it's my opinion and my opinion only. But Helen Hunt is trash.
Ty Hill takes the ball up and in.
I'm sure she's a nice person. If she was my neighbor, I'd give her a Christmas card. But I don't want to see her in movies, and I don't want to see her in television shows. I'd have stayed on the island.
Oh, boy. 1-0.
Me and Wilson.
That's low ball, too. And the package. I don't think we ever find out what was in that package that he kept.
I hope it was a phone with GPS.
Well, there was the Super Bowl commercial right after where that's exactly what it was.
Right.
It was everything you would have needed to get off the island. Pitch to Hill. That's a called strike on the outer edge. 2-1 the count. Ty has had a great season. Checked in as a late-inning defensive replacement. 308 on base. All right, check that. 408 on base percentage. 21 walks in 25 games.
I always thought that the package was divorce papers. I'm not making a joke. I just thought that's what it was. Because in the beginning of the movie, her husband's in Russia with, like, another woman. And then she gets a package from I always thought it was like a bad package.
You know what? I actually never thought about that. breaking ball in tight, 3-1 to Hill.
When you sleep 1 hour a night, Putnam, this is the things you think about.
That one upstairs, ball four. That's a bases loaded walk for Ty Hill, and that'll be an RBI. DeAndre Shelton scores. Ryan Chesney to third. Trent Taylor to second. And a 14-1 lead for the Spikes. So Hill, with his 22nd walk of the season, notches his 15th RBI. He has three home runs this season as well, but now pulls into a tie for the league lead in walks with Taden Hill of Williamsport. And here's Will Simpson up for the sixth time. He's already collected three hits and a walk. He's knocked in two runs and scored one. He has five homers right now.
Stinger 30. Here we go.
Pitch. Swing and a foul tip at the plate. 0-1.
We're testing that pitcher's deodorant. He's sweating now, pal.
14-1 Spikes here in the bottom of the eighth. Checking to make sure it's a slugfest, by the way, between Trenton and West Virginia. Thunder leading 12-9 against the Black Bears. They're in the top of the eighth inning on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. Simpson fouls it back to the screen. 0-2 the count. Meanwhile, Williamsport leading Frederick. Crosscutters are up 7-2, top of the ninth. Williamsport comes in here tomorrow. It looks like they'll be in a tie with West Virginia for first place in the league with three games remaining. When they come in here, Spikes are going to try to play spoiler.
And the Spikes will be coming off a five-game win streak at that point.
The 0-2, that's low, and coming in to score is Chesney. Moving to third is Taylor, Hill to second. 15-1 on the wild pitch.
Putnam, always the professional, will not jinx it by confirming what I said, but it feels pretty definitive.
Well, there's three outs remaining. Stranger things have happened.
You've got to be the pro. You're the one to put the mic on me. I wouldn't have done it.
A 1-2 to Simpson, up and in for a ball, 2-2.
This is fun.
It is. It is nice. We don't usually get the chance to bring you up here.
I don't want to come on when Jones is here because all he'll do is make fun of me. That's it.
Two balls and two strikes. I think you went over the litany of it just a little while ago.
Sure did. Oh, he's a disgrace. He ate 37 hot dogs in 5 minutes.
I think that would make you a champion if he actually did.
Be good. 75 is the record. 65 won it for Joey Chestnut, and he choked that guy out on the 4th of July. Did you see that, Putnam?
I did not.
You didn't see that?
I didn't see him choke anybody out. I saw him eat the hot dogs.
The Nathan's hot dog eating competition protester, PETA guy, comes up onto the stage wearing a mask and holding up a sign that's calling out like the people that make Nathan's hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And Joey Chestnut puts him in like a rear naked choke and just keeps eating hot dogs. He chokes, it just holds him till the authorities come. He's choking the guy out and just eating hot dogs. And he could do it easily because Joey's eating all that protein, and that, you know, the vegan's like, oh my God, I'm having iron deficiency. And like, so he's just got him in a headlight. It was the best.
Vegan diet can be a great thing.
Sure.
We go to the ninth. State College leading 15-1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Let's go, Spikes. College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments. And remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up.
Caparilla Furniture, always the best seat in the house. Maybe that's because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishings since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room makeovers and in-home design team. Always the best finance offers. And always the best price every day. Guaranteed. Caparilla Furniture in Bellefonte, always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
Seven Mountains Wine Cellars is passion, perfection, and persistence. Three traits drive Seven Mountains Wine Cellars to create exciting new and different wines. Find Seven Mountains Wine Cellars in Spring Mills, on the Diamond in Ballsburg, and now at Spikes Games at Mettler Field at Lombardo Park. Enjoy 10 Point Red, Chardonnay, Blackberry Merlot, Tickle Pink, and our all razzed up frozen wine. Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, winners of the Pennsylvania Governor's Cup for both grape and fruit wines. Be sure to visit the one of the kind World of Wine at Seven Mountains Wine Cellars.
Fans of Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the ninth. You too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. And the new pitcher for the Spikes, Connor Holden, to finish it out. Holden making his third appearance. No record, a 6.75 ERA. He has one hold to his credit, 2 2/3 innings. He's allowed two runs, both earned on five hits. Two strikeouts, no walks, .385 opponent's batting average. Alex Ulloa starting off the ninth. 15-1 lead for the Spikes. First pitch grounder on to short, taken in by Ogans. Fires to first in time. Simpson hauls it in. One gone. Jerry?
Two to go. Look at us. By the way, thank you for giving me this bucket list item. I have done a lot in radio in my life. I have never been part of a sports broadcast live.
There you go. Chalk it up.
Add it to the list.
Another one dropped in.
It's nice.
You, by the way, did detail earlier for us when you kicked the bucket what you want done.
Right. Well, I do, you know, I'm a detail guy.
Exactly. Brian Calmer up now. Calmer 1-for-3 with a triple. Swings and misses 0-1.
I bet you and Steve never talked about that kind of stuff.
I don't think so. Not usually. Well, we talked about the ABA, the WHA, baseball of the past.
I don't know any of that stuff. I mean, I do, but
you
not,
know a little bit.
I don't know, like, Steve Jones level. You and I could really put on a clinic talking about pro wrestling.
That we could. Bouncer foul, third base side, 0-2. I actually did. I had to apologize. I misspoke, meaning Shohei Ohtani. I said Shinjiro Ohtani, who, of course, was great Japanese star. He was in the finals of the first WCW Cruiserweight title tournament, won the Cruiserweight title, and then dropped it to Dean Malenko.
Stinko Malenko, the man of a thousand moves.
Bouncer on to third. Hill throws to first in time. Just like that, Jerry. One out remaining. Unfortunately, our time.
You still won't jinx it, will you? You won't say anything about it. You're going to say, like, there's still a chance for the scrappers. Are you that kind of guy?
Well, listen. Brendan Knoll is in position for the win.
We're warming up the bus.
It is a 15-1 margin here on the top of the ninth. Connor Holden trying to retire Reed Chumley, who struck out three times tonight, to finish it out. And the pitch. Fastball missed low, 1-0.
I'll say this. If the scrappers pull within two, I'll have an emotional meltdown on the air. A breakdown.
I think it would be in all of our best interest that that not happen.
I don't
so
want to have it.
Here's the 1-0. Oh. That is driven foul right side into the Spikes bullpen. I would usually say that it would be a souvenir, but I think the pitchers in the bullpen know exactly where to get the baseballs. Trades have been known to happen for said baseballs.
Oh, yeah. I've seen one. I forget the team. I think it was Williamsport. They were trading West Virginia. They were trading kids' baseballs for Dippin' Dots.
1-1 is fouled right side, 1-2.
Players got to get ice cream, too.
Well, especially when it's Dippin' Dots.
It's Dippin' Dots. Come on. Best place to eat at the ballpark. The best place to eat is the ballpark.
That's right. So many great options. The 1-2 swung on and missed strike three. And, Jerry, that's all.
That's it. Thank you, Putnam. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. A 15-1 victory for the Spikes tonight. The strikeout brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health's team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit MountNittany.org for more information. The winning pitcher, Brendan Knoll, of plethora of offense for the Spikes this evening. I'm going to head down, try to catch our player of the game for the post-game interview, and we'll also wrap things up here from Mettler Field, Lebronto Park after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I grew up in rural Minnesota, always had an interest in helping people. I spent 4 years in the military after residency, stationed in Naval Hospital Beaufort, South Carolina, taking care of Marine Corps recruits at Parris Island, and to be able to take care of them was really an honor.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, they're inspired to care for you like a member of the family. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Paul Harakoff shares that sense of purpose.
I enjoy being part of a team that makes a difference. You know, we have a great staff at Penn State Sports Medicine. Our nurses, our medical assistants, our physical therapists, everybody is there to make our patients better. And it doesn't matter where you are, where you're from, how much money you have, what your job is, you're going to get treated with respect, and we're going to do the best thing we can to make you better. And that's a great feeling when you come home at the end of the day.
Penn State Sports Medicine welcomes new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The State College Spikes cap off the homestand on Thursday night, and fans of age can enjoy another Thirsty Thursday. The Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters at 6:35 p.m. with $2 16-ounce select drafts and $4 16-ounce craft drafts available from 5:30 to 7:30. Plus, it's Ag Night as we celebrate our agriculture industry in Happy Valley. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at Geisinger.org.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack. Thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Offs, excitement's back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience. With a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
The State College Spikes cap off the homestand on Thursday night, and fans of age can enjoy another Thirsty Thursday. The Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters at 6:35 p.m. with $2 16-ounce select drafts and $4 16-ounce craft drafts available from 5:30 to 7:30. Plus, it's Ag Night as we celebrate our agriculture industry in Happy Valley. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
The reason I got into medicine is because of my curiosity to understand what health is. A combination of physical, mental, emotional, and social well-being. The role of family, community, and society and one's health is also something that always interests me.
At Penn State Health Medical Group, family medicine doctor Madhvi Singh tells of teaching, caring for, and learning from her patients.
What brought me to Penn State Health is, apart from caring patients, I have an opportunity to be able to teach medical students and residents. Watching the students see every intricate part of health, I love taking care of my patients. They inspire me. They are always very kind to me, and it gives me an opportunity to learn from them.
Penn State Health Medical Group offers family medicine at four convenient locations in State College. Call 814-235-2480 to make an appointment.
Envisioning the landscape you always wanted can be a difficult task. The team of professionals at Green Horizon Landscape are here to assist you from beginning to end. Green Horizon Landscape will make your vision a reality. Please visit our website at greenhorizonlandscape.com and learn about the wide range of services we can provide, or call 814-466-2281. That's 814-466-2281 for your free estimate, and make your vision reality with Green Horizon Landscape.
What drew me to medicine was the interaction with patients and making them feel better. I received a card from a patient. The patient stated that I was an example of what she always wanted in a doctor, of someone who was caring, who took the time to understand her needs. Reading that moved me, and it reminded me exactly why I wanted to go into medicine in the first place.
Podiatrist Christina Rowe Bauer sums up the esprit de corps at Penn State Sports Medicine.
What drew me to Penn State was that all of the physicians that I work with are truly amazing human beings. They care about their patients. I wanted to be a part of that. We're always doing new and inventive ways of looking at medicine, and that's something that really draws me. Being a part of Penn State and being a part of that was amazing.
Penn State Sports Medicine is proud to welcome Dr. Christina Rowe Bauer to our State College practice site. Dr. Rowe Bauer is welcoming new patients of any age for podiatry services. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Back here at the ballpark, State College completes a three-game sweep of the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. The final score tonight, State College 15, Mahoning Valley 1. Spikes with one in the first inning, six runs in the second, five in the third, and another in the fifth. They added two more in the eighth inning. Meanwhile, the Scrappers scoring in the fifth. Mahoning Valley limited to three hits tonight, two errors for the Scrappers, three runners left on base. For the Spikes, 15 runs on 14 hits, no errors, and 10 runners left on base. Brendan Knoll picks up the win. He's 1-0 on the year, his last start of the season. A great one. Five innings, he allowed one run on three hits, no walks, five strikeouts, 62 pitches, 44 for strikes. Josh Malaris, two perfect innings, four strikeouts. Will Stevens allowed just a walk, struck out two in his inning of work, and Connor Holden locked it down with a perfect ninth inning, including a strikeout. Meanwhile, the losing pitcher, Frank Ellisalt, for Mahoning Valley, he is now 0-2 on the season. And so the Spikes finish off the sweep. They've now won their last five in a row after a series win over the Williamsport Crosscutters. And the Crosscutters will return to Medler Field at Lebrano Park tomorrow night at 6:35. And right now, Williamsport is within a half game of West Virginia. The Black Bears trailing Trenton right now 12-9. And if there's any developments there, we'll keep you posted. But for the meantime, Crosscutters a half game back. But if West Virginia does lose that game, then Williamsport and the Black Bears will be tied for first place in the MLB Draft League with three games to go. West Virginia hosts Mahoning Valley for a three-game set starting tomorrow. The Spikes and Williamsport will go back and forth. They'll be here in State College tomorrow night at Williamsport Friday and Saturday nights. And so the Spikes could play spoiler for the Crosscutters' hopes of winning the first half title in the MLB Draft League. So certainly something to factor in for that. But in the meantime, a fantastic offensive effort in this three-game sweep. The Spikes end up outscoring Mahoning Valley in this series 30-2. Final score once again, St. College 15, Mahoning Valley 1. Be here tomorrow night, 6:35. It'll be a thirsty Thursday at the ballpark. $2 16-ounce select drafts, $4 16-ounce craft drafts. In addition, it is Ag Night at the ballpark. And again, there will be goats on the concourse tomorrow night. In addition to many other Ag Night festivities, be sure to visit the Ag Ventures table down on the concourse for more. Final game totals one more time. Mahoning Valley, one run on three hits, two errors, and three runners left on base. State College, 15 runs on 14 hits, no errors, 10 runners left on base. Brendan Knoll, the winner, he's 1-0. Frank Ellisoft, the loss, he's now 0-2. Time of the game, 3 hours and 7 minutes in front of 1,976 here at Medler Field at LeBron O Park. I'm Joe Putnam. Thank you so much for joining us. Come back with us tomorrow night at 6:10 for Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health, to get started with the festivities that include Thirsty Thursday and Ag Night at the ballpark. Tickets are available now at statecollegespikes.com. You can buy and download 24/7 at the only source for authentic Spikes tickets online. You can also call 814-272-1711 or visit the ticket office in person, opening starting at 9 a.m. tomorrow. That's all here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. So long, everybody.